Drew and Mike show is rolling for Tuesday in the Deals in the D.com studios. And we got a full house today. Everybody's here. Trudy, Mark, Brandon, and let's see. I don't know how long I'm going to last today. I felt pretty bad. Trudy gave me an energy fix from the advertised on the Dax Shepard show. Seems to be helping.
Okay.
Because I was really feeling good. Iffy.
What's wrong?
You know, honestly, I think I needed a mental health day. And I used to make fun of people for taking mental health days. That I learned that. Aren't mental health days a chick thing, really?
I think there are a lot of soft guys who participate, too.
Probably do.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I won't say soft guys. speaking of anyone. About a half hour before we started today, I was going through some stories, and there's a story about how Gen Z is eschewing. Wait, eschewing? Is
yeah.
That the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, they don't like booze.
They don't like booze. A quarter of them just smoke pot.
Huh.
Because after talking about Webby and Webby's troubles yesterday, we were having that conversation about how. And I'm not trying to be preachy or anything like that. I mean, if you like to drink and you do it safely, then, it's the drug. It's America's favorite drug, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't like too much of it, but I like it.
A lot of people like to drink, and they drink responsibly, and they have fun, and it's all good.
Yeah.
But those ones that don't, the ones that can't handle it, it's just really destructive. Yeah.
You scared me yesterday when you guys were talking about, have you ever known anyone who's... like been okay, and then all of a sudden turned into an alcoholic, and I'm like, oh my god, I better curtail my activities.
You thought it was us talking about you?
Well, no, but
an intervention without you being here.
The paranoia,
possibly.
My god.
Yeah, I know.
No, I just people. It seemed to me it was like into adulthood, early adulthood is what I would say.
Yeah.
Usually people make it to the late 20s and everything is still fun and all that, and people get married and get all sloshed at weddings and all that, and then I think something happens as people get into real life where it's a little harder, and kids come along and all of a sudden
to alcohol.
Yeah, and they continue
and solution to all of life's problems.
Kids cause you to drink more.
Yes, they cause you begin to manage it. People and things that way are disasters.
Hey, life's tough.
Thanks, Joe Powell, for setting me straight by saying it's not all about you, sweetheart.
Ah, jeez. Yikes.
All right, water's everywhere in your home, leaky sink, washing machine, behind your fridge, maybe a flood. Water's the enemy. Emergency Response Systems Incorporated will help you. Call 877 Job Done. Service, what did I say?
Systems?
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know. I'm worried about you.
Emergency Response Services Incorporated will help you. I think I did need a mental health day.
I mean, it is 90 degrees down here.
I feel good.
I turned the air conditioning on. 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Boy, people were spending their money in Royal Oak this weekend. Wow. And in fact, we should have the winners from that contest, too, I would think. Pretty soon, five people selected at random would win $1,000 downtown dollars. And meanwhile, if you got your $20, you probably got a notice within a week or so when it expires. So hopefully those of you continue going downtown. And got a lot of nice notes from people, too, that hung out in Royal Oak, had a great time. Said, hey, I haven't been there in a while. It was really nice. It is. I think a day in Royal Oak is a good day.
I think so, too.
You hang out in Royal Oak. There's just plenty to do. If you want to just walk around in a confined area and feel safe.
Right? And then Mesa, because god damn.
Mesa's a good thing.
Mesa. Mm.
It's all good. It's all good. So is Ale Mary's. Mm-hmm. So is Lily's. So is the Maury. All those places.
Yeah.
Good. It's a fun town to hang out in. So there. I haven't read this story, so I don't know if I should...
I don't know the story.
I saw this story a couple days ago, and I was like, why haven't I read that story?
Because I know the story. I don't know the story.
I know the story.
I got to go back and read that story about the Michigan governor that was kidnapped. Mm. Hmm. And it was...
What story?
Soapy Williams.
That's Soapy.
I love that name.
What
a great awesome.
Because he was slippery?
I don't know. Let's find out. The kidnapping plot against Whitmer. Not the first time a governor's life was in danger.
Nice name, not.
Governor G. Menon Soapy Williams.
You've got a name that's not a name.
Who served from 49 to 61, was briefly held hostage at knife point by a convicted murderer in 1950.
Jeez.
As part of a scheme by three or four inmates to escape while he was visiting the fortress-like Marquette branch. Boy, he thinks he's going on a junket.
Right.
Yes, we'll tour, take some pictures and, you know, I'll point and it'll be a big hit.
And back then the pictures were like, poof, and it took 10 hours to develop.
That's one of my favorite things about old movies is the, the governor's,
selfie.
The governor's not injured, but his bodyguard, a Michigan police state sergeant, was stabbed twice. A prison guard had both his arms broken. A steward was injured. One of the inmates was shot dead. Well, why are we talking about him? Who cares about Soapy? He's fine. Next day, the governor talked about his prison experience. He praised the staff, called his abductor a mental case. He's a mental case! Oh, he'd be canceled for that now. And made a case for more psychiatric services.
Oh, see, when he did a good thing, though.
The story's boring.
Did he blame it on Eisenhower or something like that?
Ike.
I don't know who the president was when he was the governor of Michigan.
I think it would have been Ike. Unless it was before 52. That's pretty funny. Could have been Kennedy if it was 61. Did it say? Wait, it said 1950. So it was actually Truman. You should have blamed Truman.
Yeah.
Truman was complicit.
Truman did all kinds of bad shit, too. So
terrible person.
Yeah.
You know,
did he? I don't know.
I was watching television, and within 10 minutes, Trump and Amy Coney Barrett were called murderers. Trump for not doing a better job with COVID. Amy Coney Barrett because she's going to end the Affordable Care Act.
Thank you. Right.
Which will kill people.
Uh-huh.
And I believe the word murder was used for Trump, but it was suggested that both of them are killing people.
What were you watching?
I don't remember exactly. I think it was, it might have been Fareed Zakaria.
Fareed Zakaria on CNN?
Sounds like a good one.
Huh.
He's not bad. I mean, he's not.
MAGA.
For CNN, he's far from the worst. But I think it was a guest, though. I don't think it was him.
Oh, no.
I just think it was, but the word killing.
And that's
was
why they're
used.
A guest.
Yeah.
Because
and,
they say shit like
but
that.
But they have panels that say stuff like that, too.
That's my point.
Yeah. A lot of murderers in this country.
Why can't we go back to people. Reruns of dumb shows instead of watching 24-hour news? That's killing us.
Reruns clearly. Are way up because people like watching stuff that they know, right? There's no unknown in a time.
I got to tell you, I avoided all the hearings today. I just didn't even turn it on. And I felt like fear that I would get in front of a TV, because my TVs are all on. It's like, and suddenly I'd hear about it, and I'd go, ugh. And it would be something that I felt I should know. And I just said, you know, I don't think there's anything that's going to hurt me by not watching these stupid hearings where one person...
Turn off that television,
Yeah.
Says she will kill people. The next person says she's the greatest person ever. She will kill people. Greatest person ever. Kill people. Greatest person ever. No, not doing it. Not doing it.
I should just do rock, paper, scissors for the Supreme Court now.
Yeah, why not? So, also, you know, I had...
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
People sent me... A couple people sent me copies of... Or actually, links. About little stories about Chris Christie.
Yeah.
That he was in ICU.
He's
out. And he was on a ventilator. Yeah. Well, then they sent me the additional story that he was out. And it's like, what's going on here? You know, is he indeed out? Is he in ICU? What's going on? How could this be said? But whatever.
He's all right, right?
I don't know. I would think that would be a guy who would not want to get COVID, personally.
Well, that's right. He does have asthma as well.
Especially if he needs to cross that bridge.
What if it was life and death he got across the
Remember?
Bridge?
Yeah, some ambulance couldn't get across.
And you know, some a-hole pulled a Christie.
No, two people were sentenced for that.
I know, but not him.
Not him. This world's fucked up.
I can only think of Chris Christie in the baseball uniform. That's all is in my mind
Jesus.
Anymore.
His
I know
knuckle.
That he's done things. He's ran for office.
Oh, my God. He looks like Ralph Wiggum in that.
I can only see him.
Ralph Wiggum.
In the baseball uniform.
That is so funny. He should not have played.
Why? He's got the biggest fupa ever.
He has. What's fupa? Is that camel toe for dude?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's just grim. I mean, how could you watch anything else on the field when someone in that body is in a tight uniform?
What? Why would you be untucked?
Don't you just want to bun it at him?
Yes, absolutely.
His groin is so pronounced in that picture, though.
I know. He's packing a lot down there,
What if he was playing third base and you bunted and he just came flying in, picked it up barehanded, and fired it side on to first and got the guy? How fired up would people
be? And then got up nonchalantly and just did the whole two-out thing?
Yes.
Like, yeah, just totally
put two fingers up. Yeah, yeah, feel.
So stupid. Yikes.
So today is Indigenous Peoples Day. That's important. Is it still Columbus Day? Is there still Columbus Day?
I saw a furniture commercial that said it was Columbus Day.
Of course.
Oh, are they canceled? Are they canceled?
No, they're still having a sale.
Oh, a Columbus Day sale. Should be canceled. They like Columbus? Are they acknowledge Columbus?
You should be able to go there and take it, even though it's owned by someone else. Like the furniture store. Columbus Day, and that should be the special.
You know, I don't know, because I needed a mental health day. I wasn't really as on my game as usual, but I saw something about two statues being taken down over Indigenous people, and I believe one was Abraham Lincoln, and one was Teddy Roosevelt. And in the article, it described some horrific things that they did to Indigenous people. And I was like, wait, Abraham Lincoln, really? And Teddy Roosevelt? Is there anyone left that, because John Wayne's gone, Abe Lincoln, George Washington? Jefferson, Jackson. I mean, what president can we actually... I mean, all our presidents are shitbags who kill people.
I defer to Bill Burr on that subject. I think what he had to say about that was pretty relevant. John Wayne being canceled, he was canceled by God 4 years ago.
Well, he's not canceled, as it turns out. The airport is still named John Wayne Airport.
Ah, who cares?
Well, but, there are a lot of people out there, though, trying to, you know, get it to be Indigenous People
Sarah,
Day.
Okay, you got your phone? We need to call everyone on this list. They all live in the same city.
Dad, listen, you need to ease off a little here, okay?
Stan, it's not right that people celebrate a man who wiped out millions of people for his own glory. Let's go. Hello, is this Howard Peterson? You live in Columbus, Ohio, is that correct? Yeah, you racist piece of shit. You heard me. You're an intolerant pig. Oh, you're not? You just choose to live in a city named for ethnic cleansing? No, fuck you. Rename your city, asshole. Hello? Okay, next one. Come on, get calling, Stan.
Dad, come on. We all get your point, but don't you think you're overdoing it?
You have to overdo it in today's society, Stan. You can't be nuanced and subtle anymore, or else critics go, wow, what was the point of that? Hi, Francis Melman? Hey, how are you, you fucking racist?
Christopher Columbus. Explorer. Pioneer. Is he someone who should be appreciated, or was he just a douche? For years, Columbus Circle has been a landmark and photogenic intersection in New York City. So it came as a surprise when someone defecated on the statue earlier today. I'm joined now by the man who did the actual defecating, Mr. Randy Marsh of South Park, Colorado. Good evening. Mr. Marsh,
he's got the I Heart New York shirt, but the heart is him defecating on New York.
City for years. What was your reasoning?
Well, I just have a problem with the racist people of this city. Yeehaw! I'm from New York. I drive around a big circle that celebrates a guy who murdered Native Americans. Shoo-wee!
So you're doing this because of Indigenous peoples and their feelings.
I don't care if people get Indigenous. I'll crap all over their statues. I'm the one who's Indigenous that this landmark even exists.
But back to you, Tom.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
Are we going to boot it off Facebook?
Not yet.
Are you hoping for it?
Cheers.
Oh, okay. So
it's also the beginning of Amazon Prime Day, too. So people out there, if you want to help out the show, you can click on our portal link right on the website.
Are there any new things for your two favorite things?
Well, our store has all those discounted Drew and Mike items. I mean, but anything you buy with Amazon... the Drew and Mike store, which you can additionally.
But mainly Amazon. If you're going to shop for Prime Day, help us out. Go to the website, drewandmikeshow.com. And then on the right side down a little bit, you'll see Amazon. One for Canada, one for the U.S.
Cool.
And I sent you people who had questions about whether they're getting in the portal or not. Did you get those?
Yeah.
And are they?
They should be. I mean... It doesn't hurt to go back and click it if you think. It's just a matter of how you're being tracked and cookies and everything like that. if you have if you're private browsing and not looking at porn, which I don't know why you're private browsing and if you're not looking at porn. But if you're doing that, it won't work, so you have to be on a regular browser.
You know, here's a great idea for a job. A concierge for people who are in that space where they don't understand shit like that. I got to get in the portal.
Yes. Thank you, Trudy. Because I could use a concierge so many times on my phone.
Isn't there? Is
oh, my God.
How much money would that make? Man.
Well, if you paid the concierge, yeah.
What? Yeah.
You know, why isn't there one? That Trudy, that's a great idea.
You could just call them and they'll walk you through it, you know? Or have a booth and you just take your phone and they fix it. And then you go. And you're good.
Okay, boomer.
Well.
Okay, so I got a question. I'm reading the story, and of course there were some really pissed off people responding to, hey, fuck you on Lincoln. This story is bullshit. Here's the real I mean, it was like, and also people were upset about Teddy Roosevelt because Teddy Roosevelt, I guess some of these stories are in question as well. And they're really not that many stories. It's not like some people. So,
Ted, where you at?
If you think someone has been mean, terrible, murdered, whatever, to indigenous people, you can simply go out and tear their statue down, and there's no repercussions whatsoever. Has anyone been arrested for taking a statue down? That's a pretty big deal.
I'm sure there have been people. I mean,
yeah, I'm, really?
There are cameras everywhere, and I'm sure they could eventually identify these people.
I've seen crowds, large crowds, taking statues down. I've never seen it. Brandon, help me out here. Have you seen anyone arrested for bringing a statue down?
Not that I can think of, but I can check.
I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying, look at all the statues that have come down. No big deal. Now, yesterday, from what I understand, no one was arrested.
Here's one back in July. A guy was arrested for destroying the Andrew Jackson statue.
Okay, that's one. How many statues have gone down? I mean, hundreds have gone down.
Yeah.
I mean, some of those cases could be pending, and they wouldn't necessarily be headline news. I'm not saying that they
did
happen.
But I've never seen anyone arrested. I mean, I'm talking about arrested even. Right. And yesterday, from what I understand, no one was arrested yesterday. I think it was in Portland.
In June, there were seven people in Miami that were arrested for vandalizing a Christopher Columbus statue. But I don't see anything recent. I don't see anything on these latest ones in Portland, no.
But, I mean, for the most part, it seems that if you have a group that is offended by a statue, you can just tear it down, and chances are you won't be arrested. I don't think that's a stretch. Is
maybe
it?
Not. Okay. I don't know. Remember, well,
I'm not asking for you to agree with me. I'm just saying it seems that way, isn't it? I mean,
it seems that way.
Typically, with most statues that come down, no one's arrested.
Do you remember MSU though, when they had the riots? You know, after their championship, and they it took them a long time, but they finally got around to identifying people's faces from the streets from starting from fires and stuff like that.
You know what they did? It was very shortly after that, they said, we are looking at any video we can find. And I think it took them a couple weeks or maybe a month, but arrest a lot of people.
Most statues pulled down during the cover of darkness when nobody's around?
I think if someone's tearing a statue down, it would not be that hard. If you got 100 people on a statue, don't the police usually know? I watched police watch a statue come down. And in North Carolina, they actually took the statue. And what did they do with it? They hung it. I mean, it was an elaborate thing. And I think the police just let it go there because they didn't want the confrontation. I mean, maybe I'm crazy off on this. I don't know. Maybe shit tons of people are getting arrested and I don't know it. Or maybe people tear down statues and nobody has any idea it's happening. But that's not what I thought.
Christian on Facebook Live said Trump solved it when he made it a felony. So
I didn't even know he made it a felony.
Oh, yeah. That the guy that was arrested in July was a felony because it's on federal land.
Tearing down a statue, I would think that would be a serious crime. I mean, honestly. But it seemed that most of the statues that came down were of people that were deemed terrible people, and the statue was a mistake in the first place. And so when it first started happening, a lot of institutions started taking them down themselves or putting them in storage or what have you. But I don't know. I thought they were just coming down and nobody gave a shit. Or no, they just didn't want the confrontation. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm crazy. Please send me something. If I'm fucked up on that, I would love to know. But that's my impression, is that people aren't getting arrested for this.
I don't think they did yesterday.
Can we take them all down and put them in storage?
What is so bad about having a statue up for someone? You'll find something out about it.
Nobody can handle it. It either has to come down or people have to protect it. It's just, I don't know. Well, it seems silly to me.
Don't we need to just don't we need to relax a little bit? I mean, who's perfect?
No, the world, America's under attack.
You know what statue did not deserve to be taken down?
What?
And no one's bumming out about it except the owner, the guy that chainsawed the giant penis. And they took that down.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was unjust.
I know. It was just in front of his house.
Yeah,
I
pointed at the neighbor's house.
This world.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
I swear, I was so pumped, looking forward to that date, November 2, and that's over. Oh, my life will be so much better. I really feel like it's just going to get worse. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I hope it doesn't. I hope it just sort of starts fading a little bit, but I don't know.
It'll get worse.
Hopefully more people will stop participating. Like, I really feel myself sort
stupid
of
government
drifting away from it. Today was great. I'm so proud of myself today.
So instead you got fired up about statues.
No, I'm not fired up about it. I'm asking, is it okay to just tear a statue? It seems like it is, mostly. I mean, you guys mentioned 8 people that got arrested. I've seen hundreds of people pulling statues down.
Yeah.
I mean, at once. And actually, I saw it in Chicago, too. And they had like a really, oh, no, it was D.C. They had a serious rig. I mean, it was like made to tear a statue down.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. I mean, necessity is the mother invention, right?
Yeah.
This country is one terrible place with terrible, terrible people. But
well, what did Lincoln do again that people were mad about?
He's gay.
I heard.
He slept Lincoln style. He coined the term.
Okay. I read someone was quoted in the story as saying he did involve 38 Native Americans. Like, man, really? I don't remember ever reading it. I don't know. I can't say it didn't happen. I can't say it did happen. But I mean, he's generally
proclamation. I mean, that was
generally thought of as a pretty good guy. Yeah. I mean, one of the best guys ever. But apparently, not worthy of a statue. I would have thought pulling a Lincoln statue down would get you arrested. Yeah. And I bet that statue cost a lot of money.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Well, it appears the whole world has officially gone crazy, and this is Zod Copy. Very good copy, Steve. And clearly, I just can't stop talking about it. Not to mention our friends at Zod Ford. They've gone crazy. Since back in the day when being crazy meant something, a little bit of Manson quote in a Zod commercial. That's brilliant. Anthony Gabar and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County want to let the baby have his bottle, so here are a few of Zod Ford's craziest deals of the year. Lease a new loaded 2020 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $177 a month, or get to Zod Ford, lease the SUV everyone's talking about. The new 2020 Ford Explorer XLT four-wheel drive as low as $212 a month. Finally, lease the toughest truck on the road, a new 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 as low as $199 a month. And just when you thought it couldn't get any crazier, they will have the highly anticipated Ford Bronco Sport in stock and ready for immediate delivery any day now. Boy, people are pumped about the Bronco. But stay tuned. We may find our own Mark Fellhauer rolling around town as a Ford Bronco. What?
Crazy.
Looking for his own adventure and craziness? Give Anthony a call or get details at dealsinthed.com.
Lucky.
And, Hall Financial, want you to know, I got another email today about Hall Financial. Somebody got a great rate. They were getting divorced at a 4.0 interest rate, which is too high. I think they got 299. Ooh. And they're able to buy out their wife in the divorce and own the house, and it's going to cost them, I think, $100 a month.
What?
Yeah. Wait. Well, because his interest rate dropped the point. Oh. And I don't know if she knows this, but he got himself a pretty good deal.
Whoa. Wow.
So good for him, and great for Hall Financial to help him. That's why so many people are refinancing right now. Lower your monthly payments. Put money in your pocket. Get rid of the wife. Get her out. Low rates mean value. If you're on the market for that home, remember Hall Financial Services, fastest in the business. 19 days. Call 248-308-5000 or go to davidallmortgage.com. NMLS number 1467435. He had to pay her off, though. I mean, he had to pay her.
Yeah, I always have to pay people off to make it go away.
Mm-hmm. Probably a good time to point out that if you're a man facing divorce or custody issues, call Adam. For nearly 30 years, Adam has been helping men like you protect your rights and get the fair treatment in the court system you deserve. Don't take a chance with your future or your kids or your property. Go with the best. Adam has the knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys you want. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. 356-ADAM. I tell you, I learned a lot from 90 Day Fiancé because, you know, if you live here, you would, if you pay attention, I mean, those people who've tuned out, I just find you to be brilliant. I think the smartest people right now are paying no attention to any of this. They're not tweeting. They're not yelling on the phone at friends. They're not unfollowing family members.
They're mad about stuff.
No, they're just going, you know, this is crazy. Not participating. And I think I said this a while ago that I heard David Spade on Howard. And Howard asked him, you know, hey, so what do you think? And he's like, you know what? I stay out of that stuff. I don't tweet about it. I got a few thoughts on it, but it's really not my thing. I'm a comedian. My job is to make people laugh.
Right.
And I really, it wasn't that I thought that's what everyone has to do, but I thought, you know, I respect him for that. I think that's fine. And he is funny. And every time I see him doing something, I want to see him doing more.
Yeah.
It puts the Joe dirt in the hole.
Chances are if a comedian is talking about politics, I'll be happier before they start than when they're done. If David Spade is saying something, chances are I'm happier when he's done than when he started.
For sure.
It's a pretty parochial way of viewing that, isn't it? But
no more politics.
Makes sense.
So I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé last night, and I saw the Mexican dude. Okay, this is a funny story. This guy's like 31. He's fallen madly in love with this gay dude who's 57, who has three daughters in America. And the 57-year-old dude moved to be with the 31-year-old. Hot. And the 31-year-olds in Mexico were, they don't like the gay thing so much.
Wow.
And why did you stay in Mexico?
The 50...
I forgot about that guy.
You need to leave. The 57-year-old goes down, he's moving in with him in Mexico. And the 31-year-old was married. His wife was killed in a car crash. He'd already divorced her because he said, I like guys. I'm gay. And so they got divorced. It's very sad. They're great friends, but she died in a car crash. So he has their daughter. And he and his family have been raising them. And, of course, they're not of great means because Mexico's a pretty poor country. Well,
I don't speak Spanish.
How'd they meet
Mexico,
each other?
Or as I like to call it, God's blind spot.
I don't know. I think it was online, actually. Mm. Most of these people seem to meet online. Why someone wants to meet someone in another country, I have no idea. Seems insane.
So complicated.
You can't stop love.
No, you can't. That's right. And you can't stop these two. I guarantee you, they are going at it right now.
Yeah, they're in love.
So anyway, they go to visit to take the girl because he's been moving and it's very complicated. So the little girl was staying with grandma and the sister and all that, who adored the little girl. So he's like, well, I got to go and pick her up. So come on with me, which is like, oh, he's going to introduce the 57-year-old boyfriend to his parents and his dad doesn't want to meet him.
Awkward.
Yeah, it's so awkward. And so the 57-year-old's like, the 31-year-old says, I'm going to take off my engagement ring. They just got engaged. And he's like, well, why are you taking your engagement ring off? He's like, well, I just don't think it's still too soon for that. Anyway, the 57-year-old, oh, come on, you know, be gay. It's great. Nobody cares. And you know, they should accept it. You're in love. You know. So anyway, he kind of talks the 31-year-old into announcing the engagement to mom's sisters.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and they are like dumbfounded. I mean, they're silent, looking at the ground.
Oh, my God.
And the reason I bring it up is because, you know, you hear about how fucking horrible we are in this country.
I love you with all my heart, and that I'd be honored if you would be my husband tonight.
All the time, and how terrible we are to everyone. Blacks, women, gays, I mean, you name it. Anyone who's not white, a white man, I guess, is treated poorly. But then you see stuff like this, and you go, you know, we're not that fucking bad. I mean, look at Mexico. And then they go to get married, and they're told they can't get married. And I forgot why, because I think gay people do get married in Mexico, but they were turned down. Anyway, and then, let's see, what else happened last night?
Is that Kenneth and Armando?
Yes, aww. Kenneth and Armando, yes. And they're good guys. I mean, it's, I don't know, it's a really sad story, and everybody feels
like
shit.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
And then there's the girl who wants to marry this guy in Jordan. And she goes over there, and she's on social media.
Oh, boy.
And they're like, okay, you got to convert to Islam, you know, in about a week or so. That'd be cool. Then you marry him, and then you cancel all the social media and blah, blah, blah. And she, this girl, I have no idea why she thinks this is going to work. She's like, I'm not going to stop being myself. And like, girl, no, you don't understand. It's not going to work. But being an American kid you know, who's 22 or something. She's also married. He doesn't know she's still married.
When is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
But, you know, you see this stuff, and I'm not. This is not really what 90 Day Fiancé is about, teaching you how great America really, or how bad America isn't.
But that's your takeaway.
You can't help, no, I can't help taking that away because, you know,
people don't... Our country's going to hell.
People don't complain about this in Mexico. People don't complain about this in Jordan.
Yeah, because they'll get their hand cut off. Yeah,
exactly.
Same thing as we say, locked up abroad, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, I could give you a million examples just from that show where I find myself going, oh, my God, they treat those people like that there, whether it's women, gays, you know.
That's AIDS country.
My favorite storyline over there is this American girl who is probably like 24, and I don't know what she was doing in Ethiopia, but she has sex with this guy she meets in Ethiopia, gets pregnant. Are you looking at her?
No.
Oh, and she's seems like kind of an American princess.
Oh boy.
So her mom's like, "We got to have the baby here because the hospitals are good. What hospital's like in Ethiopia?" And this girl's like, "I don't know. They're good, probably good enough. And I want to have the baby with the father." And so mom's like, "Well, I'm going over there with you because I'm a nurse. I'm going to check out the hospital." And so mom flies over there because she's going to have the kid.
But I thought there's some goddamn National Geographic shit.
That's them. That's them. And mom immediately checks out the apartment that he has. Like, "Nope, not good enough." And of course, you know, it's Ethiopia. It's not, you know, it's not a suburb. It's Ethiopia. And "Nope, not good enough." And the girl, and so he gets a better place. And by this time, mom's left. As soon as mom leaves, this girl falls apart. It's like, "I can't do something. I don't know anybody. I don't have any friends. Oh, you don't understand me."
Dipshit.
And the guy's like, he's like, "I only make X amount of dollars a week." And he's rupees over there?
There's no African American. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's like, "I only make a billion rupees a week." Of course, car costs like 9,000 rupees. I mean, it's 9,000 million rupees. And they go look at a car. It's a 2008 Chevy or something, like $22,000. And she bitches about it. "But this car in America would be on my payment." And it's like, this poor guy is just figuring out he fell for an American girl. But he's from Ethiopia, and it's just not like that there, okay?
Jesus.
And she has no acceptance level at all. I mean, she's just, there's no curve, learning curve whatsoever. Just everything is not good enough because, but she's the one that insisted on going over there. "You fucking bitch, wake up." Right. What did you think it was going to be like? What did you think?
"If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one."
So the,
Why wouldn't you check it out at least a tiny bit first? Just a little.
Because she wanted to be with the father, her baby daddy, when the baby's born. Her mom
wasn't that one of the shithole countries? I can't remember if that was on the list or not.
Her mom was begging her to have the baby in the United States. But our health care is so much. "I got to be with the baby daddy." And then as soon as mom leaves Ethiopia, it's like,
"Oh, my God."
So what happened? Where did she have the kid?
Okay, last night, the cliffhanger was she goes in, and the baby was breached, her previous appointment. Yeah. But they said, "Well, you know, he'll probably turn over, you know." She goes in again. They're like, "Yeah, the baby's still breech." And they said, "And the amniotic fluid level is a lot lower than it should be. You got to have a cesarean." And she's like, "Gotta call me, man." And then they go,
"You don't have time, honey."
They go, "You're having the baby today."
"Yeah, you don't have time."
And so she just starts crying. "I have the baby today.
We got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP."
She asks dumb questions like, "Well, have you ever done this before?"
Oh, my God.
I mean, she acts like...
No one's ever had a baby.
It's a 10th world country.
Here's a clip of them buying that car.
"Gets even worse mileage than a Hummer, and the backseat's big enough you can perform an abortion in it." "Yeah, when you perform as many abortions as I do, which is a lot, because I love them."
I guess you got to be a doctor and a car salesman there to make ends meet.
Hey.
Anyway.
Multitask.
Seeing this little princess in Ethiopia, it's hard not to realize how good we have it. And what a high standard of living we had. And why can't we fucking live with each other? Why is this so goddamn hard?
I've been watching a lot
of
campaign ads, and both sides are telling me that everything's going to be terrible.
I like that you see it that way, though, Drew.
Our country's going to hell.
It's like when we'd watch The Wizard of Oz, my dad would make the moral lesson afterwards. See, don't ever leave home. Ever. See what happened?
Wait, she made a great adventure.
Don't have sex.
She made new
friends.
Because
you will get pregnant and die.
Hey, I'm not trying to be Pollyanna, but
did he watch that movie? Because I feel like he got the wrong message from it, Trudy.
That was how he looked at things.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to. I mean, he had all daughters except for my brother. But
what's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's just nerve-wracking for a parent, I would think. Thinking about.
Don't get knocked up by a guy in Ethiopia.
No, that's
if you do get an abortion.
And by the way, his job—he's a choreographer.
Was there no talk about an abortion? I would just—I
don't think so.
I gotta say, I think Mark, he would have been pushing for it. I don't know why.
I'm not kidding. Every time I see this, I go, "Did they talk about an abortion?"
I'm just—I
don't want to say it out loud, but I'm thinking it.
Not to be crass, but you would think he would have.
Although maybe I would have thought it would have crossed their mind, but you know,
oh, God, all this talk about abortion is making me super wet.
I bet she'll make a great mommy. Or is already, probably,
okay,
right?
Here's the next best part is, okay, she needs to get the cesarean today.
Right.
And then they went to buy, you know, all the baby stuff. And she's like, oh, my God, why is it so expensive? It only comes in America. And so she says, well, I'm going to get my mom to buy it and send it. Oh, so her poor mom is like, you know, hey, Mom, send a car over here, tell them to rip off.
What?
Send a car?
I'm kidding, but I mean that's the kind of, I mean I wouldn't put it past.
That's her expectation for everything.
How old are they?
I think he's probably 25, 26, 27. Well, you saw the picture. Look at the picture.
So immature. She's kind of cute.
Until you listen to her for a little while, and she just gets so much less cute.
Does he look a little bit like? Maybe not there. Look at the guy from SNL, Chris Redd. In the one shot.
Oh.
A little bit.
That shot, I think he does.
Look at the strength.
Look at those shades.
That's him before she got there. Look how happy and psyched he is. He looks like he's really got it going. And then
she ruined him like every woman.
Yeah, every picture with her, he just looks so stressed. Oh, that poor
guy. She's adding all the stress to him.
Yes. And
this is so... Here's my bias in my head. Whenever I hear Ethiopia... I just think they're really hungry over there. That guy looks like he's eating all right.
I know, me too. Like nothing's changed since.
We Are the World has totally programmed my brain to think Ethiopia means there's no food there.
They're getting enough to eat, it seems, in this area.
Addis Ababa, isn't that the capital? Isn't that a big
ass
city?
I don't know about you guys,
there?
But I'm hungry.
Isn't that a huge city in Africa?
Yeah, it looks pretty big to me.
You know what I think about going to the Blue Nile, that restaurant, the Ethiopian restaurant?
The best.
I always thought that was a joke. First, Ethiopian restaurant. It is really good, though.
You have to eat with your hands.
It's great because they're like, we don't serve alcohol, but you can bring it.
Trudy, did you ever go there and did you have to sit on the floor?
Yes. Ugh. Yeah, I sat on the floor. Sit on the with floor? My hands.
Why?
Hey, when in Ethiopia.
You're not in Ethiopia.
Hey, you want the full experience.
What if you want a table? Can you call and go, you know,
yeah,
I want
Drew,
a table.
I was going to say, I've never sat on the floor. I've always said, I think I want a booth.
Oh, so you have the option, okay.
Yeah, if you want the full experience.
They have like pillows and stuff. I wanted the full experience.
Their food is so good, I want to eat it right now.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
As we step into fall, the team at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off their Jeep Celebration event. And here's the deal. They've got 2020 loaded Jeep Compasses as low as $155 a month. They've got 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk four-wheel drives as low as $249 a month. If you need a truck, go lease the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4 as low as $188 a month. How about pure performance? Poured into an SUV that drives like a sports car. How about the 2020 Dodge Durango GT at $343 a month? And the Jeep Wrangler. Just like Zot Ford has the Bronco coming. Mm-hmm. They've got the Wrangler. You want them, they got them. Plus, you still have time to order a Wrangler for your perfect specs. To your perfect specs. Get details, surf their mass inventory at dealsind.com. Any of these Zot dealerships. We really dig it when you use Zot. They've been with us a long time.
What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps?
And they have Toyota, too. So, there you go. And Yaldo Eye Center's back, and they're offering $1,500 off. If you've been pricing LASIK, maybe this is your chance to do it for a little less money while you got a little more downtime or home time or whatever. Or, you know, if you're concerned about that, maybe this is a good time. I know Dr. Roche is having that phenomenon. And they're doing LASIK, the most precise in the world. You can throw away your contacts and glasses in the garbage and save money on all those appointments and all those things down the road. Or the multifocal lens implants will have you seeing small print and everything for as long as you live. So these surgeries are about lifestyle. You wake up, you see the clock, and you see your face in the mirror, all those great things forever. And $1,500 off the basic price. Get a free evaluation. Call 800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Tell them you want the Drew and Mike discount, and they are now at a third location in Rochester, on Rochester Road, just north of M-59. All righty. So the Lakers won the championship.
Oh, what a terrible, terrible game.
Was it really?
Oh, my God, they blew them out.
Yeah, they were like up 30 at halftime.
Yeah, it was awful.
You know, it's weird. I was excited for the finals, and then I only watched like two games. And I
wasn't. I mean, the only good games are the ones the Heat won, really. Oh, no, I take that back, because the one where Davis hit the buzzer beater, that was a pretty good game.
So, yeah.
Oh, you know what that means? That means LeVar Ball was wrong in his production.
Well, it'd be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they'll never win another championship. Guaranteed.
What is happening to his kids, by the way?
Well, he's got one that's about to be the number one overall pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah, he's been. He just worked out here with the Pistons not that long ago. The one who went to UCLA, right? Isn't that one?
Oh, that guy. The one that shoplifted. In a foreign country?
It was the one that's been playing overseas since he was like 13.
Okay.
No kidding. How about the one in the NBA? The one that's been in the NBA for a few years.
I don't know what Lonzo did this year.
He's got amazing numbers. He rebounds. He has lots of assists.
They're
makes threes.
Not bad players. That's the thing. I don't know what he did this year, though.
I feel bad for him all.
Averaged 11.8 points.
Not bad.
You know, I'm undefeated. Never lost.
32 minutes. Started 54 of the 63 games.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Did you see the party at the Staples Center? Afterwards?
I saw some of it.
No masks.
Social distancing. Which, by the way, they showed, I saw on TV this morning, nobody mentioned the fact that they were not wearing masks and they weren't social distancing. Why do they get a pass? I don't know why, you know, why should it even bother me? It really doesn't, but just saying.
You don't like hypocrisy.
Hey, I don't know. No, you know, honestly, who fucking cares? They're all like 20 years old. They're all 23, 24, 25. I think they'll be okay. I think they'll make it. Yeah. And I saw that, let's see, 106 to 93. Yeah, Lakers won it. So LeBron has four championships. Whoopee.
come on, man. Give him some credit.
It's pretty impressive. Three different teams.
Yeah.
No, it is. I just don't like him. I wish he'd lost because I don't like him.
He built that team, too.
Yeah,
he really was the GM of that team.
They got the best other player in the league. I mean, how could they lose, really?
Is he the best other player? I think he's better than LeBron, actually.
I'm kind of amazed how they engineer these teams now, because back in the day, it really was hard to do that.
This year, though, they were
spread
out.
He engineered the Heat, too.
Because Durant and Irvin went to Brooklyn, and then Kawhi surprised everybody and went to the Clippers. So the superstars are getting spread out a little bit more than what they have been.
Well, Miami, come on. That was three guys all signed at once. And
it was great when they lost.
One of them 6'11".
It was great when they lost. Dak Prescott.
Oh, God.
Oh, brother. And you know, immediately people were angry at Jerry Jones.
Why?
Because he didn't give him a better deal.
He turned down the guaranteed money.
I know. No, I like... What is wrong? Why?
So
can't people shut up? Can't people please shut up?
Like Dak had no choice but to sign whatever deal Jerry Jones
He made $31 million, and people are like, oh, my God, Dak's not going to get the long-term deal.
Yeah, but he turned down $100 million guaranteed just a couple, like a month ago, and it sucks because he's never going to get that money back. I mean, his ankle is toast. When he was crying, when they were driving him off the field, he was crying because, A, his foot hurt. B, he knew he wasn't going to play for a while. And D, he just lost $100 million.
Is there a C?
his girl left him.
Today I was reading about it, and because it was an interesting story, and they were saying that the Cowboys will probably franchise him, that he will probably recover. They mentioned Robin Ventura and a couple other guys who've had the same sort of surgery. And they'll probably franchise him, and they'll have to pay him $37 million to franchise him. Because they're not going to want to sign him to a long-term deal because they want to see how this works out.
What if Andy Dalton just lights it up?
He looked good. He did look good. I mean, yesterday he did.
For Matthew Stafford.
Anyway, if they sign him for $37 million, that will be 19% of their salary cap.
Yeah. Well,
that's a lot of dough.
I wouldn't do it.
What, by the way, why do the Cowboys not win with Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, and they have other stars? Yeah, what is going on there?
That's a damn good question. Maybe new coach.
A 2-3, they almost lost to the Giants.
I don't know. The only team they beat was Atlanta, who, by the way, fired their coach. So Patricia is still the Lions coach.
It's amazing,
isn't
it? Two other
teams have fired. Yeah, I think it's incredible.
Is Adam Gase still with the Jets?
Barely, hanging on by a thread.
Okay. Le'Veon Bell, by the way, was bitching out the Jets on social media, which I thought was like, that's hilarious. They signed him to the deal that he wanted to sit out a whole year so he could get his money, and he did get a little more on guaranteed money. And then he averages 3.2 yards a carry. He's been hurt. He's missed games. Last year, he's missed 3 games this year. He's gained, I think, 78 yards so far this year in 2 games.
Yeah, he's cooked.
And he's bitching them out on social media. And, you know, I had this weird thought.
That's not going to work out well.
I said, why don't the owners start bitching out the players on social media? Since the players bitch out the management and owners, wouldn't that be fun if the owners went, I paid $52 million for this guy and he's got 79 yards.
Yeah, well, good luck getting players after you do that, though.
Well, if the players are going to do it, why not? I mean, you'd think owners would think twice about, well, I don't know if Le'Veon Bell sounds like he's pretty done.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other story was Oscar Pistorius, who is packing on pounds in prison.
He is?
Really, yep. My lady?
He's smoking.
Are those...
And he has a big beard.
Are those blades bending because he's packing on pounds?
I don't know.
Has it ever been established whether he has legs or not?
What?
I've got the stubs, my lady. I can walk on the stubs.
Does he really? I mean,
Who gains weight in prison? Why is he gaining weight?
He can't run.
Maybe he's in a nice prison.
Why can't he run, Trudy?
Because he hasn't got his blades anymore.
I don't know. Maybe they dulled him out so he can run.
He dulled his blades.
Yeah, so he can't kill any prison. He's probably in a really nice prison, isn't he?
I would think so, yeah. Absolutely. So that was the Sunday night game, by the way. Every time the Seahawks are in a Sunday night game, isn't it a great game or a Monday night game?
They're so good.
What's up with that? I mean, aren't they always in close games on Monday night and Sunday night?
I know. Charlotte was a little worried because they were down 10-0 to the Vikings, and she picked Seattle. I said, honey, I told you last week the Lions were up 14-0. Look what happened.
Is she putting money on games?
No. She should.
Why not?
Put money down. I don't know.
You're early. She can be a handicapper.
I feel like she needs, like, yeah. We need another gambler in the family. I think it's a terrible idea. Because it would be my money.
Doesn't she own? She doesn't own anything. She doesn't have her own.
You know what? She's sick, so she's not too big in the ownership yet.
Well, she's in this weird age though, where she's starting to realize like money. She's really starting to get that. So,
yeah.
If there's, I like doing this thing where. I'm like, if you keep doing that, it's going to break. And if you break it, I'm taking it out of your piggy bank. And the other day, I said that, and she kept doing it. So I was getting kind of pissed. And I went upstairs for something else. She thought I was going to her piggy bank. I'm like,
hey, sweet.
It kind of works.
Yeah. Ah.
She's a good kid, though. I feel like I talked too much. Should you like the ghost that she brought? I hung up behind me. She made that for me to bring to you. Because you don't have enough Halloween decorations.
Pretty cool. I agree with her. I don't.
Such a liar.
Here's a nice piece of...
Sorry about that. Speaking of Halloween, I did finally
that was a missed drop.
Halloween last night.
He watched Hubie Halloween, if you didn't hear that.
How was it, Brandon?
There's going to be people who disagree with me, but I liked it. I thought it was good.
I want to watch it because generally Adam Sandler will make me laugh somehow, some way. And I've seen him make bad movies.
It's goofy, but it's better than some of the movies in the that he's recently made. And... I don't know. I really enjoyed it. The cameos were kind of funny because they're so brief. It's not like a cringy cameo where they're throwing somebody in there. A lot of it is callbacks to former Happy Madison movies and stuff like that. And plus, this movie has the chick from Modern Family.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? Bowen?
Yeah, Julie Bowen.
Julie Bowen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's really pretty. And she was in Happy Gilmore. A lot of people forget that she, before Modern Family, she was the reporter chick that,
in the dream sequence with the white bustier.
Oh, yeah.
And nylons.
Yes.
And the garter.
That was a great scene.
But, I mean, for being a Halloween movie, it was cool.
He does do another stupid voice in it, kind of like The Water Boy or Little Nicky.
What?
He loves those kind of
I know.
He does. The movie with Andy Samberg.
Oh, I love it.
Did we talk about that on the show?
Movie. We've talked about it a lot. We love that
movie. Did we talk about it last week?
No.
Because I guess somebody sent me an email and said they had just watched that movie and they could not believe it won all those raspberries and it was just, it was pant. That movie is fucking funny.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why did that movie get ripped?
I don't know. Let's see what it is on the thermometer. Do you want to guess Hubie Halloween on the thermometer?
No, I don't want to get not yet.
Okay. All my girlfriends said that they hated Andy Samberg. I'm like, how could you hate Andy Samberg? And they thought I was talking about Adam Sandler, and they hate Adam Sandler.
Well, Mazway hates both of them. I don't get that.
Andy Samberg?
Maz People hates both.
What is hateable about
that
him?
That is so weird. Can we call him? I want to call him and find out why he hates Andy Samberg.
That's my boy, by the way. 20 from critics on the thermometer. Oh. 51 from the audience.
51?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Really?
I want to see like Billy Madison.
Are they influenced by the critics, maybe?
No, because you don't watch it unless you want to see it, right? Billy Madison, 40% from the critics, 79% from the audience. That's such a great movie.
I came texting Maz. I have to know this. What would you not like Andy Samberg for?
I can't remember.
I could see maybe you don't think he's funny, but not liking him, he seems very, very likable.
Incredibly likable. Yeah. And all his shit is funny. All of his shit.
I honestly think it's hard not to at least appreciate Tom Brady because he seems like a nice person.
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of a robot.
Maybe you don't like him because he's
kind of cocky.
Super handsome.
A little cocky. I don't think he's terribly cocky.
I mean, I think he has a reason to be cocky.
Yeah. He does.
Probably greatest quarterback ever.
Yeah.
Listen to this list of Andy Samberg movie. Hot Rod. Fantastic.
Love it.
Fantastic movie.
Love it.
I Love You, Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Paul Rudd,
very
Jason
good.
Segel.
Very good.
I don't know what's Friends with Benefits. That's My Boy. Of course, he's in Grown Ups 2. Gross.
Yeah. I mean, what about Pop Star?
Oh, Palm Springs, the movie.
Palm
that
Springs
came out
is
this year,
that
which is
that
really
movie.
Great.
Could that movie win anything?
I don't know. It should.
Why do comedies never win anything? I don't get that. I guess it could win
snobs.
An Emmy, maybe.
And yeah, Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
No, Pop Funny. Star, the best. and the one about the Tour de France.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a short, but that was great.
That was flipping awesome.
I don't. What will Maz not like about Andy Samberg? I think this is an interesting thought.
I don't know. He's told me before, but it just never registered.
It's got to be something really dumb, like he's an Eagles fan.
No, it'll be dumber, like he doesn't like the way he looks or something.
Yeah.
And then he'll go, I don't know. He just never made me laugh. He'll just, when he gives up.
But that's not a reason to hate him.
Well, for Tom. I mean.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine is such a great series. I don't care. What?
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People loved it.
Now they're thinking that they might not be able to bring it back because of the police thing.
Oh, bullshit.
Maz is ready. He's watching the game, which means he has a partial score he may spit out. Just warning people.
What game?
Brandy might want to beep the partial score.
Sure. Yeah, he must be watching MLB playoffs.
Yes. Which are every day, which is great, and I just haven't gotten into it. What is wrong with me?
Really? It's been really good. Oh, my God.
I know.
You should have seen the
games.
Ending of the Rays-Yankees series. Holy crap. Chapman, the fastest reliever, pitching 101.
He got hit for a bomb.
Earlier this year. Oh, Mike Broussard, who played at Oakland U. And, dude, it was like a 13-pitch at-bat, and he ends it with a home run. Unbelievable.
Okay. I got to get
Oh, a 13-pitch at-bat. Those are my favorite.
That's becoming a bit of a problem.
I don't know, my baseball lost me with too many walks, Hello. Too many strikeouts.
Maz,
hey Drew, hey
how's,
guys,
how you doing?
Hey Maz,
good.
How's the wrap with Maz going?
Going good. We'll have it tomorrow.
What was today's show on?
No, we didn't have a show today.
Oh, okay. So what do you have lined up for tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're going to talk.
Sure, it's only 6 p.m.
I know.
Give him 12. Give him 14 hours.
We'll see what cracks overnight, Drew, but we got a lot of sports going on.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen tonight.
No, I know. The question's way premature.
Tennessee might not play tomorrow. We'll see. Buffalo, Tennessee, see if that plays.
They'll play. Why won't they play?
You never know. They might have another.
That's true.
But we have a thing. Let's see. Do you have two shows to record tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I do two shows tomorrow.
Do you have, like, one show that's kind of evergreen and then the one for the breaking stuff?
Yes, exactly. You're very good at this.
So what's the Evergreen Show?
The Evergreen Show, we'll talk about, you know, all the sports culminating now. Just NBA Finals is over, thank God. I'll blast LeBron.
Doesn't sound very Evergreen.
Doesn't sound very Evergreen
actually,
at all.
If anything, it sounds already old.
It sounds like the other show.
Yeah, they're all basically the same.
So, Mess, are you psyched that LeBron won another championship?
No, and I'm so happy. I did not watch 1 minute of it, and I did not watch one highlight, and I did not hear him one interview. I did not read a story.
I want to congratulate you, Maz, because I unfortunately did bump into him calling his mom this morning on the news, and I'm just really tired of LeBron. I'm so LeBroned out.
I know. How awful calling your mom.
Well, I don't want to see him call his mom.
I don't want to either, but that's where we're at with the criticism of him.
No, I'm not criticizing it. I just didn't want to see it. I mean, it's nice that he called his mom.
So he said, I want my respect. I mean, oh, my God. Is this guy such a... What a dick.
Who doesn't respect him? Who doesn't... How much respect does he want?
More.
What does it mean?
I ain't playing.
I don't know. I'm just really sick of him. I'm surprised. I only watched parts of two games, Maz, so no. I avoided it too, I guess.
No, not me, man.
If LeBron had not been in it and it wasn't... I wasn't so sure.
I would have been all over it.
Yeah, if the Lakers... I felt like the Lakers were going to win for sure, so I felt like, it's just going to be a bummer.
It sucks, too. I mean, it was, let's face it, those guys in that bubble, that was hard to do what they did. I mean, all those teams, it was hard what they did. I liked Eric Spoelstra. I did look at a video of Eric Spoelstra crying a little on the podium. I appreciate him. I like him.
What made you do that? Why did you watch that?
As I was scrolling on ESPN.com, it said Eric Spoelstra gets emotional at podium. So I said, all right, I'll click it, and I watched it.
I didn't realize you were such an emotional guy, Maz.
You know I am. Come on.
I thank God that dream came true.
That's true.
Thank you.
Michael Schmidt.
Thank you.
So, Maz, we were just talking. This is so out of the blue and so random, I can't even believe that we're talking about it. But I think we needed to talk to you. It was revealed in this podcast that we're recording right now that you hate Andy Samberg.
How did you? Did you just realize that now?
I don't think I really was aware of that, or I didn't give it another thought.
But why?
I mentioned that years ago.
Why though? Why?
I thought he's unhateable. What is it, man?
He bothers me. He just bothers me.
What part of him? I don't know what it is.
Just everything. His whole persona. Huh.
Can you tell us where it started?
When did I see him that I really despised him?
SNL?
No, it was a TV show. Was he like on a TV show?
Brooklyn 99.
Yes, that was the one.
Well, what about that? I mean, he's a cute smartass on that.
I'm sorry. You know, I like Adam Sandler. I just didn't like him.
Oh. Okay. Well, we thought you hated both.
This is how it came up because we were talking about
that. I like Adam Sandler.
That's My Boy. Did you like That's My Boy?
That's My Boy. Was that Adam Sandler's movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that.
Sandberg's in it. That's probably why he skipped it.
Will you watch it and give us a review?
Come again?
Watch it and give us a review.
No, I don't think I have enough time for that.
Why? Are there are Batman reruns on instead?
Right now,
you know what I started last night? In the middle of the baseball game? Well, the Seattle game was on, but Al Michaels turns me off, so I figured I'd give myself two quarters off. I watched Boardwalk Empire, which I've never seen.
Oh, it's so good.
Wow.
I loved it. The first episode, I loved it.
It's a little new for you, isn't it?
Not really.
No?
It takes place in 1920. It's 100 years. I think I'm good.
Are you still watching Dennis the Menace and Leave it to Beaver?
Well, yeah. I wish I could show you my DVR right now, the shows I have on my DVR.
Oh, God, please take a picture.
Have you seen it?
I'll describe it to you. Hold on.
Maz, I've got a book for you, though. I bought the
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld book. Thanks, Mark. And I'm not into it, so I'm going to give it to you.
Thanks, Drew.
Yeah.
Wait,
I'm not a real book reader, but I was going to say.
You hate Jerry Seinfeld?
I don't hate Jerry Seinfeld. I just didn't like the book because it's his bits, and I've seen all of them.
Tom just said he doesn't have time for an hour and a half movie. When is he going to read a book?
Oh,
I'm going to look through it and see. I'm going to definitely enjoy it.
What was the last book you read?
what did I go through? Oh, the USFL book from
Perlman, Jeff Perlman. He's got a new book out too. What was the last non-sports book you read?
I don't think Amityville Horror. I think.
What?
Amityville Horror? When was this? 86?
It must have been assigned to you.
Early 80s. I think it was... I think
book, junior in high school.
Red Badge of Courage? Seventh grade?
That's cool, though, yeah.
What was the last...
Cliff Notes that, didn't you?
Yeah, what was the last non-sports book you chose to read?
Well, no, Amityville Horror.
Okay.
Now, what? Since there seem to be no books that intrigue you, what was it about the Amityville Horror that made you say, "I think I'm going to read a book"?
Because it was, first of all, it took place in upstate New York, you know, Amityville, New York, and it was just, I heard a lot about it. You know, it was going to be a horror story. I like stuff like that, ghost stories.
Can we? Will you start doing book reports for us if we pick books?
Sure. Just make sure there's a lot of pictures in them.
Did you struggle to read books in high school when you were assigned books?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, it was horrible. Oh.
How often did you have to go to Cliff Notes?
Oh, all the time, especially with the Edgar Allan Poe read.
Oh, yeah, that's... Well, what's the Telltale Heart? The Telltale Heart was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
No, that wasn't the one. What was the
Black
one
Cat.
That everyone had to read?
Monte Cristo?
No.
No, that's not him. That's...
Cask of Amontillado?
I think I read short stories.
The Raven?
No.
The Raven, yeah.
No, wasn't the Raven.
The Black Cat.
I forget.
Well, yeah, it doesn't sound like you enjoyed it too much anyway.
No, I don't. But Trudy, thanks for the book. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sure. I don't know how to get it to you. Maybe the mail department
He's
can
gonna
send it.
He's going
to
end up regifting that, Trudy.
That'll be awesome.
The shipping department will take care of it, Trudy. Don't worry about it.
Let me give you my DVR, Trudy. You ready? I got I Love Lucy.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Dennis the Menace.
Fake.
Sale of the Century.
Sale of the Century. the Death of Tom Kennedy. Maz, nobody here was able to eulogize him properly. What can you tell us about Tom Kennedy?
Tom Kennedy.
Oh, it's another Kennedy. Is that...
I don't know if he's related, Trudy.
I don't think he was related.
Maz, what were your favorite Tom Kennedy...
Split Second, I loved.
Split Second. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. Tom, how excited are you for the return of Supermarket Sweep? I'm so excited. I watched an old episode on Netflix yesterday with Charlotte.
The old ones are great, Mark. I think they still have them on, like, the Game Show Network.
Well, they're on Netflix.
Are they?
Yeah, but are you excited for the reboot starring Leslie Jones?
No. I don't like any of the hosts that are doing these games.
Why?
You don't like Strahan?
No, I hate him.
Alec Baldwin?
That game with Alec Baldwin, I think. Is it Matt? Is he doing Baldwin?
Yeah, he is.
His game?
Yep.
He ruined that. Poor Gene Rayburn is turning over to his grave. Then he got Pressure Luck.
Yeah, but that's Elizabeth Banks.
Banks. Yep.
Who doesn't like Elizabeth Banks?
Peter Tamarkin. Peter Tamarkin is rolling over in his grave.
Peter Tamarkin have a weird ending to his life, or am I thinking of...
You're thinking of Ray Combs from
Ray Combs.
Or Mark
Family
Summers.
Combs.
Didn't Mark Summers have something, too?
Oh, yeah. He was he's
Summers
a clean freak.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right, Trudy.
Yeah, he was a German.
But Drew Carey's doing Price is Right. It's all these celebrities who are taking over the game shows. It's bullshit.
I think it's horrible. Horrible.
It is wrong. I agree.
Jane
Somebody
Lynch
do
is
something.
Doing The Weakest Link now.
I know. Terrible. Terrible.
So, Maz, finish with the DVR.
Okay, well, just those game shows that I just told you about, Kathy taped them. I got The Adventures of Superman. I got The Brady Bunch. I'm Seinfeld, of course. Let's see, Friends.
Yeah.
Boring! Boring!
Wait, we missed one.
We got La Bamba on here.
La Bamba?
Right?
Great movie.
La Bamba.
Yeah.
I got some Tigers games, classic Tiger games. I got Jack Buck, The Best of Jack Buck.
Oh my God.
The Best of Jack Buck. What's on there?
The Sounds of Baseball, Jack Buck. It's like the Baseball Network. I mean,
when he cried?
MLB Network.
The time he cried?
Does it have the home run to Planet Maris?
Do you like watching The Addams Family and...
I was just going to tell you, Addams Family is it, right?
And the Munsters?
Jack Buck.
Uh-huh.
The Munsters is my favorite. They're on Peacock.
Tell us about a good Munsters episode you've seen recently.
I just watched the other day when Herman tried out for the Dodgers.
No!
With Leo DeRocher.
Oh, my God, I want to see that.
Phenomenal.
Isn't Willie Mays in it?
Yes.
Well, go to take Trudy's...
sounds like a great one.
Take the Seinfeld book to Maz, and you two can sit down and watch that show together.
Remember when somebody... Didn't Herman smoke a line drive through the third baseman's hand?
Right through his glove, Drew.
good times.
Okay, wait. This is a real huge callback, and I don't know if you'll get it. Did you watch Get Smart?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Do you remember Jaime?
Yes.
I don't.
Jaime, the robot?
I don't know the character.
Oh.
Yes.
Jaime. Okay. Do you remember when he was in the Olympics?
No.
Wasn't Jaime in the Olympics, and he threw the discus out of the arena?
Oh, my God, yes. The best.
I always wanted to see that episode.
I'm not sure if the Herman Munster Dodgers one is better or the Mr. Ed Dodgers one is better.
Wasn't Mr. Ed with the Giants?
Mr. Ed, no, with the Dodgers.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought he was with the...
Herman was trying out for the Giants.
Oh, okay.
Not only that, the Mr. Ed slides into home. That's the best spot.
and then they had to shoot him. Did they kill him at the end of that episode?
No, I got the hold on.
That's what
the
Phil Rizzuto play-by-play is from in Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, except they took out the gunshot sound. Somehow they got it out. Okay. Maz, was Willie Mays in that Munsters?
I think he was.
I think he was too.
But it was the Dodgers.
Oh, it was DeRocher with the dot? Oh, wait, no, not the Mr. Ed. I mean the Munsters.
I'm almost positive it was the Dodgers.
Oh, DeRocher and Herman was trying out for the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Okay.
They found him because he hit a ball in the park, and it went into their practice facility. So they tracked him down because he was playing ball with Eddie.
Could Eddie hit?
Oh, Trudy, I got the green hornet.
Where do you want it?
Where do I want? Why don't you try and hit it over the center field fence?
Gotcha.
He looks like Chris Christie in that uniform, doesn't he?
This is great.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, he ripped that.
Got the music.
Oh, the ball went underground. He knocked the scoreboard off! There it is! Through his glove!
I never saw anything like it. I don't know whether to sign him with the Dodgers or something.
It sounds really compelling.
That's Leo the Lip.
Wow.
Wow.
The Get Smart episode you refer to is Run, Robot, Run, and it's available on Prime Video if you want to watch
it. What does it say about the description?
It says, when U.S. athletes are injured, Jaime turns into a one-man track team to help the U.S. win.
Nice job, Drew.
Well, Mel Brooks wrote those episodes. I didn't know that.
Oh, the Get Smart ones? Yeah, that seems like his kind of humor. Barbara Feldon was really pretty. I think I had a young crush on her.
Oh, yeah, she was.
I loved 99. Loved her.
Oh, man. All right, so what else is new? Anything with the kids? Volleyball? Victories?
Yeah, we're doing volleyball. I don't think we've won a match yet, but we're playing hard.
Okay.
We're playing hard.
So it's coming together?
Oh, there's someone at the door.
I would like to point out, by the way, that Peter Tamarkin did die in a plane crash with his wife. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew there was some weird death of his.
Sorry to hear that.
Rest his luck.
He did rest his luck because he would have survived.
Rest in peace, Peter.
Would have survived if he had shoulder harnesses.
Son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace,
Tamarkin. Who's at the door, Maz?
I don't know. I left the house. I went into the backyard.
Oh, good call.
Thanks.
That's exactly what I would have done. Are there any plans?
Peter was about to bark.
Maz, because I know you're in touch with the neighborhood and all that, which is great. Are there any plans for a special sort of safe Halloween?
Oh, no, we're doing Halloween. We're doing it. We're doing it all.
What?
Are you kidding?
What? Well, kids coming to the door?
Well, we're never home. We put candy on the front porch.
What?
Yeah, we go out trick-or-treating. We're not staying home.
Well, one person can't stay back?
Wait, that means one person gets all your candy because they pour it into their bag.
Exactly.
No. Each person only takes one, Drew. That's the rule.
Really?
It's an honor code.
Yeah, people follow
honor
rules
code.
On Halloween.
Do you tell them there's a video camera on them?
I don't.
You should.
I should. Maybe I'll try that this year.
Wait, you're trick-or-treating with COVID?
Yeah, of course.
It's East Side, Drew.
You going to wear a mask?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Don't sweat it, man. I got it covered.
Under your mask.
Do they do testing before you ring the doorbell?
No, we're not going to take temperatures. You know, we're just living, man. We're living safe, but we're living.
It's too bad they can't move Halloween into the NBA bubble. Wouldn't that be great?
Aww,
that would be nice.
Awesome.
That would be nice.
I want to live in the
Halloween
bubble.
Halloween is the best.
All right.
And it's your birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Another one. Maz, listen, have a great day, and we'll look forward to the shows when you figure out what they're going to be.
I appreciate it, man.
Okay, brother.
Good talking to you, Trudy. Keep it up. Keep jumping up and down in the videos. You were looking great last
Thanks. Thanks, man.
God bless.
I'll get that book to you.
You're the man.
Okay. Trudy, got the dope on Dr. Roche?
Yeah.
Racist.
Dr. Roche, all about... About shape and contour and getting more of it. Evolve is the non-invasive way to tone, tighten, and trim your waist, arms, and legs. Some of those little flabby areas that are hard to work off to exercise into fitness. I've lost about 1¾ inches of my waist, almost 2 inches. And my arms are tighter. My legs are skinnier. And I'm just like, the whole thing is super easy and it's non-invasive. You get in there, you can do 45 minutes to an hour of Evolve, and then go home, and you've worked out, basically. Also, Morpheus 8 for noticeably younger contouring your face and neck, and they just have CBD products that are now 50% off online.
Morpheus.
For aches and pains and other issues, you can go to their website, droche.com, to check out all of the procedures and call them for a teleconsultation at 248-338-1110. I think I'm going to do the Morpheus 8 tomorrow. No, I know I am.
Well.
I know.
Good for you. Good for
I'm
you.
Kind of freaked a little bit, but.
Morpheus.
Yeah.
It sounds intense.
It is intense.
Did you give the phone number? I wasn't listening.
248-338-1110.
Overreaction is not the strategy for the long-term investor. Neither is burying your head in the sand, and hopefully it all turns out for the best. There's an election coming up. A lot of to think about in terms of financial planning with a new administration or the same administration. Call Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748. Rational financial advice. Coronavirus, what does it mean now? What does it mean in 6 months? I was reading about Europe this morning.
Yeah.
Europe is... sounds like things are spiking a bit over there.
Oh, crap.
So, yeah, this
I
is all...
they had their shit together.
On the other side of the ocean.
I tell you, the change in the weather is a big issue. You know, the good thing is people are not dying like they were.
Oh, nice.
It's spiking, but the deaths are down. So at least, you know, we seem to know what to do better or, you know, the medical people are handling it better. But it's still an issue, and it's an issue with finances, too. Stocks or bonds, balancing your portfolio. Is your company in the right investments? Is your pension fund meeting its projected return? Get advice, get a strategy, talk to somebody who will look deeper into it than you will. I promise you that. Call Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748.
Big day for the market today, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the NASDAQ and the S&P are like 1.5% off their all-time highs.
Why?
What?
Why?
Yeah.
Well,
what happened?
We talked about it, but I mean, there's a lot of things. But we talked.
We're
about
looking
it.
At money.
We talked about it before with the whole.
Are you playing the close? By the way,
yeah, here it is. Sorry.
And investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
The
they're expecting a stimulus is really the short answer. But Apple had a huge day.
You know, and they need the money.
Well,
they really need it.
they had been getting killed because they haven't been able to make fucking phones.
I know.
Tim Apple.
But, you know, they're releasing a new phone, I think, this week.
Oh, gee, I bet it's going to be vastly different from their last one.
Trudy can zoom in 30 times
I can do that on this phone, and I've had this for months.
That's all right if you want people to hack into your phone.
I can look into my neighbor's next door.
If you want an unsafe phone, go ahead. Keep your Android.
30 times. You have a little fun with that.
I know, exactly.
Jeez. You know, talking about Europe and COVID, there was a story today. I don't know why. It just made me laugh. And I should have been going, oh, this is terrible. Cardi B had a birthday party. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, she's posting all this stuff. And there's just, it's just clogged full of people and very few masks, if any. And, you know, it's Cardi B. She doesn't care. Mm-hmm. She probably will care if she gets ragged on.
Anybody that has a party like that isn't going to care.
Coronavirus.
But her birthday is more important.
Yeah, I don't know how much crap she was getting for it. It was being pointed out. But it's funny because she was honestly, I think she was getting more crap over
kissing Offset.
Well, that was she also gave him a stripper dance or table dance or whatever in front of the crowd.
Did I hear that? There we go.
She was telling people to donate to the Armenia Fund.
Huh?
People got so pissed.
Why?
Because it's a really complicated dispute between Armenia and a country that never heard of.
So it's about the Armenian genocide, I'm going to guess. And I'm guessing she only did it because Kim Kardashian donated a shitload of money towards it.
I don't know if it was Kim Kardashian, but someone told her, this is really important. You got to tell people this. So she did it. And then she said, I don't know. One side says this. One side says the other. I don't know who to believe.
Well, wait, what's this country?
I'm scared.
Trudy, it starts with an A. It doesn't come off the tip of my tongue. I read it. I actually read
was
about
it. Was it Azerbaijan? Because I know
Yes. And I read about the Armenia Fund. I actually looked it up and started reading about it. Like, so that's what has this woman gotten herself into?
So that's different from the genocide.
Really? God, they have trouble.
Well, it was. She got a lot of shit for it. People were very angry. Because how dare she? And then when she was asking her to explain herself, she's like, one side says one thing, once. And I was like, this girl. I like the way she explains it. She's not trying to bullshit anybody. She's like, somebody told me it's a good thing, and now somebody says it isn't.
Yeah, sorry.
What's popping, everybody?
What's she going to do?
Sure.
Also, let's see, in this entertainment world, this was so dumb. I saw pictures this morning of, and they were openly making fun of him. You know, Demi Lovato just dumped her boyfriend.
Oh, this guy's been such a puss.
Yeah, and there's pictures of him on the beach with his head in his hands crying.
And that's where he proposed to her.
Yeah.
He is not taking that. I'm worried about him. He's been not taking this dumping very well.
Well, you know, honestly, this pointed up something that I say all the time, is that
learn people, to take your dumping.
Well, come on, dude. He managed to nail Demi Lovato. I'm sure he can get another hot piece of ass.
Of course he can. Maybe not after acting this way, but honestly, some people, and I've noticed this more and more, and I don't know if it's a good thing, because before pride comes the fall, but it seems like people have no pride anymore. I would think this guy would be huddled in his house. He might be talking to a few friends and probably just taking some licks. But no, he's like, I got to go on the beach and take some pictures of me crying. And so she's feeling feel sorry for me.
He wants people to see this.
I know. That's what I mean. Yeah. He has no pride. Isn't that a lack of pride?
You know what he needs? He needs Nexium.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. You're right. That'd be a good start.
Does he maybe think that somebody's going to feel sorry for him and that's why it'll attract other chicks? But does it?
It's this whole thing.
I don't think so. I really don't.
I think that's a fascinating question for
what a pussy.
Does Gen Z want this kind of a guy? Or do they, what do they want?
Maybe they do. I don't
know.
Gen
Z chicks want? Are they like, oh, he's so sensitive?
I can't even begin to predict what Gen Z chicks want. But I don't think anybody was impressed by this because I just read it, saw it in a couple places, and all the accounts were like, look at this pathetic piece of shit.
Yeah.
And as if he doesn't know what he's doing here, he wants to get her back by knowing, oh, he's so hurt. The truth is, if he was at home going, hey, I'm fine, everything's cool, I found somebody else, I banged her last night, she'd be going, oh my God, I shouldn't have left him. He's doing great without me, he's better off.
I was the 50th guy to bang Demi Lovato, come on.
I don't think that'll change. I really don't think if people seem unavailable, people will want them more. Isn't that just a fact of life?
Yeah, I kind of think that's
just
sort of the way that works.
Gen Z women and sensitive guys. And then it hit me that on Deaf U, which is, they're all Gen Zs. They're deaf, but they're on Deaf U. the one girl who admitted that she only just goes for the bad boy. So that still exists at that age.
You know.
What's a bad boy in Gen Z, though?
That's a good question.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Probably someone who...
I'd play the clip for you, but there's no audio.
Somebody who works in a cubicle or...
Isn't it amazing how...
Sure sucks.
chicks always want the bad boy. They always do. And you know what? When you're not that guy, it's like, you know, you're shaking your head. Really? She's, oh, man, the fuck? But it just never stops, does it?
I don't get it. But yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think of a bad boy who fails with women, and it's virtually impossible, especially, you know, if it's a well-known person or a famous person.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, Mark, and do you want me to translate nephew?
Yes, please. Did you start watching? You didn't start watching it yet. You start watching.
I didn't, but I want to. Actually, I'm thinking how much happier.
I can read the captions.
I would be happier if I was upstairs watching it right now. Well, I was imagining, Mark, when you're talking about it, I was thinking, I wish I was upstairs in the couch watching this right now.
Well, I have two things I ran into today. Number one, I ran into on Mr. Skin's site. It's crazy. His because it's Canada Thanksgiving today.
Yeah.
So he did his top 10 nude Canadian scenes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's kind of interesting. Yeah. Here's that list.
Who is that?
I'm not going to spoil number one. But the other story, did you see the story about Prince today?
No, what about Prince?
There's another book coming out called This Thing Called Life. It's an author who wrote about him a bunch of times. So he said in 1997, Neil Carlin is his name, wrote that he broke 5 bones in his leg while rollerblading.
Prince?
God.
No, Neil Carlin.
Neil, no, okay.
Broke 5 bones in his leg. He's rollerblading. And one day, Prince called. They hadn't chatted for about 4 months. They had a conversation about, quote, a dozen topics, including Carlin's, quote, unlimited supply of Percocet pills that he'd been prescribed
97?
Post-surgery, yeah.
Oh, boy.
So
that habit was going on a long time.
So Prince...
Wait, Prince watched the newspapers to find out who in his phone book might
Trudy,
be getting painkillers?
Trudy, you're right on it, because that's kind of the implication that this writer's saying. And he said, next thing you know, Prince wanted to come over. He'd been to my apartment, but not for years. And for him to come all the way just to pay a little sympathy call, it felt really meaningful.
Oh, my God.
And then he said, there was a different reason for him to come over. Quote, I didn't even have time to offer him a glass of water before he spied the white Walgreens bottle of pills in my living room. Oh. Prince gobbled a third of the bottle like they were M&Ms.
Oh,
and my
God.
Heart sank. It was fucking true. I had heard rumors for years that he'd been off and on heavy painkillers ever since Purple Rain, the Purple Rain tour a dozen years before.
I'm just...
So he came over to that guy's house to steal his Percocet.
It's funny hearing that, you know, on the heels of Webby's sad story yesterday, because I was so surprised by that, just because I knew him, and I just had a certain view of him, and
yeah,
I didn't... I've stupidly... This is my own fault. I stupidly thought, no, I can't imagine him having a drinking problem, just because he was a real straight... Not a straight arrow, but... He just was a guy who knew what he wanted to do and seemed
together
to be doing it, and yeah... It was just weird.
Anybody.
And Prince seemed the same way. I just thought that his death was, wow, this must have just hit him. It must have, he got hurt, he got prescribed something, because this happens all the time. Somebody gets an injury, they get prescribed, you know, Vicodin, Percocet, whatever, and boom, they're like, oh my God, I love these. And they're off to the races.
Yeah.
And there's no stopping.
If he's been having this for years, and then remember he passed out in the plane.
Yeah, and he went, it was in intensive care, like, or he was in the hospital.
How long before he died was that?
Like 2 days, and then the next night he had a dance party at Purple Paisley Studios. You get hospitalized for a drug overdose and you have a dance party the next night?
Because you get the Percocet and you feel better.
But I think, you know, he's an old soldier who'd been doing these a long time. So, you know, because people that shoot up and almost die heroin, do you think they're going to miss the next one? No.
No, but I didn't realize it was that close, because I thought, well, maybe he got cleaned up like real quick after that, because he was in a coma.
Prince.
And then next thing you know, he went back to using the same amount he always used. No, and that's why he overdosed.
It was within a week.
He got something. He got something with fentanyl in it.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
He got something on the street, I think. And, you know, there was a lot
on his
of
bicycle.
Crazy right, shit yeah. going on.
But sucks.
He just seemed too productive to be. And I never heard about him being in rehab. I mean, did he do home rehab or something? I mean, he's a private guy. He's the kind of, you know, there are people like Prince, I suspect, who would go, I got to get off this shit, but I'm not going to a hospital. This is not getting out. Because he has an image. My image of him was, he doesn't drink, he doesn't do anything.
You know what?
He just makes music, and he fucks hot chicks.
they were fentanyl pills that were made to look like Vicodin.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
Shit, how devious.
I know. It's really scary.
Frightening.
I, He really did seem to keep it together, you know, like as opposed to Michael Jackson, who, by the way, there was a big rivalry between Prince and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, isn't it interesting
Prince
that
wanted to just he wanted to show Michael Jackson up, like at what was the James Brown thing? Yeah. And I think throughout his life he was like, yeah, I want the painkillers, but I don't want to get wasted like Jackson. So probably kept him alive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Quite a few years.
Yeah, that's all.
Jackson was sloppy.
God, it's just hard to square with Prince. I don't know. I just thought he must have happened in recent years because I just couldn't figure how could he just churned out music, just churned it out.
Yeah.
And a little pain.
Anytime you saw him, I mean, well, of course, he just wasn't out in public that much, I guess. But, you know, I saw his concert in 2004 or 5 at the Palace. He was fantastic, of course. Have you ever heard anybody say, yeah, I went to his Prince show and he fell asleep on the piano?
No.
No, never.
Never.
I've never heard anyone say they went to a Prince show and it wasn't anything but fantastic.
Oh,
although, correct me if anybody has seen a disappointing Prince show or you saw him crashing in the middle of the day somewhere.
We had a gross oversight with Tom Masway on the phone.
What?
We should have had him eulogize Joe Morgan. Did you know Joe Morgan died?
Yeah, I did.
Were you surprised by that?
Yes, I was.
77, yeah.
I know. You know, did they say how he died?
Analytics? No, I don't know. He hated analytics.
Analytics killed him?
Yeah, maybe. Slowly.
He's got AIDS.
Slowly. He hated numbers and stuff.
Well, no, I remember Joe Morgan very well.
Yeah, I had not heard a cause of death.
I heard it earlier. It was something he had been battling. It's not like it's going to be something that catches you off guard, like, oh, my God. And I don't think it COVID-19. Has to do with the coronavirus. But this year has taken what? Alkaline.
Yeah, amazing.
It's taken Joe Morgan. Lou Brock,
God's putting
Whitey
together.
Ford.
God's putting together Bob Gibson. God's putting together a hell of a team up upstairs, isn't it?
Bob needed a guy that got on base a lot, obviously, because Joe Morgan was a.
Well, how do we know? How do we know God and Satan aren't having a draft? They're gonna play each other.
Okay, so Joe Morgan had a nerve condition, a form of polyneuropathy.
You know what the cure for that is? Acetaminophen.
Oh my God.
Acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen.
Chlorpheniramine.
Those are my favorite drops, your mispronunciations of. Because who can pronounce medical words?
Hey,
I just don't know why they have to be so long.
Exactly.
This just in, Roberta McCain just died.
Yeah, she's
John
alive.
John McCain's mother.
108.
Oh, my God.
John McCain's mother.
Wow.
That's insane. 108.
Oh. She looked pretty good, too.
Yeah, she's all yours. The last time you think she got laid.
Oh, stop. The 60s.
Oh, that's
a weird concept. I wonder when that was shut down.
Well, it's permanently shut down now. What if she had an STD?
Hope.
That's what killed.
All right.
Sorry,
I'm going because I'm ashamed of all of you. I'm going back to Joe Morgan.
Okay.
Joe Morgan, like many people of his era, was in the major leagues at a very young age, 19, with the Houston Astros, who had only been in the league for a year.
So they were the Houston Colt 45s, right?
They were originally, yeah. And from the beginning, first 2 years he just batted 30, 40 times. But in his third year, 21, he played 157 games, had 14 homers, 20 stolen bases, 97 walks. Led the league in walks, his first full season. The next year, he only 11 steals, 285, 89 walks. The next season, let's see, when does the power come in? Come on, Joe, hit for some power. He's really kind of muddling along, but then all of a sudden he hits 15 bombs when he's 25 with Houston. And then at, let's see, first year with Cincinnati, it's 16 homers, 70. The trade to Cincinnati was the game changer. Mm-hmm. Because that was a great lineup. He hit second behind Pete Rose, who was, you know, on base a lot, switch hitter. He had flapped that, you know, he flapped that back elbow to keep it up to remind him, which was his signature. And that first year with Cincinnati at 292 with 115 walks. And he wasn't a big home run hitter. I mean, he's a home run hitter, but 851 OPS, pretty good. Then the next year, 73, 26 homers, 82 RBIs, 111 walks, 406 on-base average. He led the league in on-base average the 3 years after that, for the second, third, and fourth time. He won two MVPs in a row. Let's see. The first time, 17 homers, 94 RBIs, 132 walks. And his batting average of 327, 974 OPS, led the league. Then led the league with OPS again the next year, 1020 with 27 homers, 111 RBIs, as a second hitter with 114 walks. Then he hung on for a long time past his prime, but he was still an effective player.
It's just,
I'm walking here.
It's interesting, though, because he had two careers, because I think a lot of people remember him, too, as being a broadcaster.
Yeah.
And not being a very good broadcaster, which led to, I don't know how familiar you are with, do you ever remember the website firejoemorgan.com?
I do not.
Do you know
Fire? I was thinking about that. Like, why were people on his ass?
Because he didn't like analytics, and that was the time when analytics were exploding. But firejoemorgan.com was a website.
Still active.
Is it still active? I thought they shut it down when he got fired. Because the guys behind it are the guys that created Parks and Rec, Michael Schur, who wrote for The Office and SNL.
Okay, so why was he fired?
Why was who fired?
Joe Morgan.
Oh, I don't know why he was eventually fired. They were into that stuff. But it was a really well-written, very funny blog about baseball that existed because of their dislike from Joe Morgan, even though they never really talked about it. But that's why if you ever watch Parks and Rec or The Office episodes that they wrote, there's a lot of baseball jokes that a lot of people wouldn't get.
Oh.
Let's check his postseason batting just for no reason. Why not? Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, my.
What?
182. Holy shit. He batted 181 times and 182? That's not the smallest postseason sample. A bit of a choker.
But Rest in peace, Joe.
He did walk 37 times, so his on-base average is 323, but his OPS is only 671 in postseason. What happened? That's weird. Oh, one for 20.
And that misses for ball four, and Robinson says, I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
And another person that died today is Margaret Nolan. Do you know who Margaret Nolan is? Dead at 76?
Sounds familiar.
I would think you would know her because, A, this is why I was on Mr. Skidding.
Oh, the Bond chick.
She was in Goldfinger, and she was also in A Hard Day's Night, and she has a huge rack.
Yeah, she does. I know who she is.
Oh. That's all you have to say. I expected a much bigger eulogy.
No,
for her.
I don't. You know, I don't really remember her terribly well. I just knew who she was, kind of, because you know, every time she came up, it would reference those two things. And I mean, anybody who's
she's
a Bond girl for
pretty.
5 minutes is a big deal. Yeah, she's really curvy. She was for that time, she's a very typical Bond girl.
Never nude, just saying.
No. But you know who I looked up nude today? I couldn't resist.
Who?
Catherine Oxenberg.
Oh, because of the
she was
vow.
She's on The Vow. And, you know, she's like 57, 58 years old. She's really pretty.
Yeah.
She's still very, very pretty, and she's real slim. She's still got a nice figure.
The Nexium training.
That's right.
She's also royalty, which I had no idea she was royalty.
Oh, yeah. Like what you see, huh?
Yeah, big time. Her mother is Prince Charles' cousin.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And she's got a title. And
Meghan's second cousin or third cousin removed?
Meghan, oh, Jesus. Stupid. Anyway, her daughter sucked into Nexium, and that episode last night was really weird. I just don't even know where to start, except that you can really see how Vanguard started manipulating the women by telling them that how would you describe what he was telling them in these classes? You know, like, this is fact. Women are this, women are that, women are this. It's always women's fault. Women complain, it's always their fault.
Yeah, well.
Sure, we're used to that.
I mean, I love the idea. I wish I would have caught it. And these women accepted it blindly.
Well, they're already
It was
so,
just so weird.
They're so in deep, too.
I know. And then, you know, at the end, Catherine Oxenberg's laughing about something to do with Nexium.
Yeah.
Because it sounded so silly, and the two people who had quit were not laughing at all because they felt so stupid. And I felt a little bit bad for the guy. And I know you know who I'm talking about. The tall guy with the gray hair.
Yeah, the guy I want to punch.
Yeah, I can't. Mark. He drives me crazy.
And he gave us more reason to want to punch him today when he's talking about his upbringing.
Why did he say about his upbringing?
Let's just say if he broke up with Demi Lovato, he'd be crying on the beach. But that it all led into. Well, actually, here I think I might have it here where he talks about his upbringing. Let's see, is this it?
To settle, and I see this really positively.
I really hate the names for other little groups like Jeunesse and DOS. Out,
just in the world, and it feels
I can't
like
believe this many people fall for this. It just blows my mind.
Drew,
and they're smart people. They're not dumb people.
I don't get it. I really was watching. I was watching this, and I'm like, what are these people looking for? What is all this psychobabble gobbledygook?
They want the answers.
I thought to myself, why am I so different from other men? I was a deeply sensitive kid, and I could not understand machismo at all. And I just honestly hated it. I wasn't an athletic guy. I was kind of a girly guy. And I didn't make male friends very easily. I was teased relentlessly. So I don't think I had a very clear idea of who I wanted to be as a man.
If I didn't love this crazy guy so much, I'd knock his fucking teeth out.
I went to Keith and I remember saying to him, men need education too. Men need, like, understanding themselves.
Oh my God, this one is so sensitive.
Wouldn't it be great if we were the Society of Protectors?
The Society of Protectors!
And when I made sense of it for myself, it felt like a wonderful, noble thing.
Hello, my name is Keith Raniere, and I'm the origin of the Society of Protectors, or more commonly known as SOP. As men, we're the ones who hold the doors and who pick up the bags. And more seriously, we're the ones who go to war, and we're taught that we're to leave the ship last. We are the doers, the providers. We're the protectors. But unfortunately, the world is getting more and more comfortable. And as a result, there are more and more men that
are talking about boys
in Mark, adult I male said bodies. That 20 times even watching if we live this lesson. Very
comfortable life. I think there's a part of us that rises to the occasion to stand for something that's important.
Yeah, it's called life. I mean, yeah, that's just life in general.
Stop speaking!
I guess the please be seated thing works. Wow, that's loud. This is good. Good.
Oh, is this men just want to fuck?
To a degree as males, and we inherit this whole thing in our culture of masculinity. It's not something that's bad. Power is not bad. Even aggression, things like that, are not bad. That's what armies are made of. That's what teams are made of.
Talking about
that's one of the wonderful benefits of being in a male body. And
I can't even listen to him. That
blah, 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 blah.
That Mark guy certainly needed a different upbringing, though.
Why the hell don't you ever help me straighten that damn point out? I mean, all he ever does is read or listen to music or sing. I'm so sick of it. Blue Monday. I'm so sick of it. And when he's not singing, you know what he's doing? He's watching TV, and don't say you don't. Because when I come home, I always put my hand on top of the TV to see if it's warm, and it always is. This is the news, kid. I just want you to know, I'm wise to you.
Big deal, so what? As long as you're passing on these, I don't want to do it.
I bet you don't. Big lazy candy hog like you, you'd rather lay on your ass and read all day, wouldn't you?
Oh,
guys, to train us.
Society Protectors Men's Getaway.
The reason I'm taking in the SOP stuff is because the readiness drills and the drift and drills
readiness drills.
I believe are
readiness drills
for DOS.
There are adversities that are bigger than the individual.
Oh yeah, like
and
what?
Someday that call's gonna come at 4 a.m. and are you ready?
Still sleeping.
Are you ready to push aside sleep, push aside all your other concerns?
What call?
Organize
for what?
What needs to be done?
To serve the Society of Protectors.
Ow.
SOP.
There they are.
Somebody's got a case of the sleepies.
The only way you know you have character is when every fiber in your body, you're screaming from pain, and yet you stay.
Now, see, I would understand that a little more if maybe they played a football
game. Yeah, exactly.
Instead
I've
of just
heard it.
Hanging around together and then talking about more just generic feelings type stuff. I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, I don't, it was just mind-boggling, honestly. Mm-hmm.
It's like they're creating a problem to solve. By going there.
Well, don't they have to sort of, aren't they, don't they have to create content in Nexium to make,
you know. Yes, they do.
To make him look, he's deep.
Well, he's the guru, you know, he's the
word that they always use, though.
They spend a week celebrating his birthday every year. I mean, how embarrassing is that?
He started that shit?
Yeah.
By the way, Vanguard is the name of a video game that he liked playing.
Yeah, you got a name that's what not I learned. A name.
Stupid. Which, I did a little off the subject, but I was reading about Amy Coney Barrett's Christian group, the People of Praise.
Yeah.
Which is a Roman Catholic sort of a...
Extreme.
I guess.
Kind of like, well, see, I know Word of God very well, so it's very similar if people know Word of God, which is big around these parts.
And of course, people are just fascinated by this now. Perfume and thongs. Banned! Single women. White cotton panties only. No large...
What?
No. Yeah, white cotton panties only. Oh, Elvis would like that. No large belt buckles because it draws attention to the crotch.
Boring.
Mental addictions and mental illnesses and addictions are demonic possessions.
And so none of them smoke or drink or do any of those things?
No, they do, but they pretend like they don't.
They don't. Don't get addicted, I suppose. Or if they do, then they just stop because it's a possession. They have to be unpossessed.
Sure.
They do it, and then they get caught and say, I have sinned before you, my Lord.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, it's the same thing. I mean, this... Continue.
You were in that cult?
Not that cult, but I've seen this where, especially during the 90s when there was a satanic panic, I'm telling you, every single rock music, I was told it was evil. I was told that I'm inviting demons into my life.
I dig that, satanic panic.
I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I also grew up in a church where it was evil to be gay.
People of Praise is very anti-homosexuality, anti-abortion. But this is the thing.
Bad.
So I'm reading. People, of course, are just livid about this. I'm like, but how many churches are anti-homosexuality? How many churches are welcoming homosexuals even now?
Episcopalians.
Are they really welcoming them?
Chicks be.
I mean, there's a lot of very anti-gay churches now.
Sure.
And I keep, it's funny how the protective nature of religion in America, because why does political correctness, the door is slammed at churches until, Amy Coney Barrett, and then it's like, oh, she's part of an anti-homosexual group. It's a church.
I guess most people probably don't even think about it. Or think
probably
that it,
not,
think
but,
that
but
it exists.
But who would think about John Wayne and canceling him? I mean, it's just very
silly. That's yeah.
Because
Jesus Christ,
I couldn't help thinking that some of these people who are coming down in Amy Coney Barrett's People of Praise are part of a church that's anti-gay. Because the anti-gay part and the anti-abortion part, well, how many churches are not anti-abortion? How many churches are pro-choice?
Well, no, I guess it would just be church versus secular in general.
Anyway,
I was talking to LaDuff about this. We were talking about evangelicals, and he made a really good point. He goes, "How many members of the Supreme Court are from the South, are Southern Baptists? None. I couldn't think of any that are part of that main evangelical base. So they'll take a Midwest hardcore Catholic."
She's not a Christian.
I think it's fascinating.
The interesting thing was that I think it's 40% said they're not bothered by her pro-life stance, and that might be the pro-life versus pro-choice percentage. I don't know, but they said 1 in 4 supports overturning Roe v. Wade. I was surprised by that number. I thought it might be
low?
A little higher.
Yeah,
I thought it might be a little higher.
That'd be a lot higher.
But I don't know. Again, this is the whole
thing. She's tampering in dark-sided stuff.
The whole thing I just found very troubling.
There are a lot of people that are pro-life but don't necessarily want that to be the law, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I hear a lot of people say that.
And then there's people that are just pro-abortion.
You know what just
no
kills
me? No one's pro-abortion.
You know what absolutely just kills me is all the politicians who have changed from pro-choice to pro-life or the other way around. It's like, really? You're 50 years old, and you just decided...
Better late than never, I suppose.
They're running for office, and they want to win. That's all.
But
and then they speak the language and all that
bullshit.
But
when you prefer a person that can change their mind instead of just sticking to
I don't
to
believe
something.
They changed their mind, though. I don't believe them.
That's
fair. Yeah, I believe they're just... Yeah.
I don't believe you go 50 years feeling one way. I mean, I'm sure there are people, but it seems like it's usually a politician when I hear about it. Mm. Okay, this was unnerving to me, and it's you know, I mean, I brushed it off, but I just thought it was stupid because I'm like, why does this person want to do this? Somebody was asking David Crosby on Twitter, you know, hey, what do you think about Eddie Van Halen? And he just answers, meh.
Yeah. David.
And so.
What a dick. God, he's such a dick in every way.
He is just an asshole. Yeah. He really is an asshole.
Really is.
And then, you know, somebody, of course, people were upset. And so then he said, hey, look, you know, I grew up with Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix changed the way guitars played. And, you know, it just wasn't my cup of tea. Okay, sorry. But I thought, so Jimi Hendrix is the only person that can change guitar. There can't be other people that are spectacular. Because it seems to me that there are people that sang better than you. And still we like how you sang. And I don't know. I feel like David Crosby is a megalomaniac or something. Why does he think he is such hot shit?
I don't know. He doesn't. I mean, just look at himself in the full-length mirror.
Well, that, yeah.
Be a star.
You know, he's fucking 79 and still going,
God.
David Crosby. Or maybe it's 77. But he has lived so long, you would think this guy would be a little more magnanimous.
Yeah.
Why start now? Have
you seen the documentary about him?
No.
That came out last year. Very good. It's really good.
Really? And
who is this?
Just a little 12-year-old?
10-year-old? 9-year-old?
Yeah, but it's Winnie Cooper's 9-year-old.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Winnie Cooper's got her kid out there now?
Danica McKellar, yeah. You don't like his version of Jump?
Hey, by the way.
The ending is the best part.
That's awesome.
Everybody remembers Eddie for his great keyboards.
Here comes the best part.
Thank you, Van Halen.
Oh my God, it's another Pam Anderson.
Oh, he's a kid. Although
if you like peeking 9-year-olds, again, enjoy it.
The video really bothers me.
Cover pianists can be great too.
Bothers me because he's wearing his pajamas. Oh, can you take a shower, put on some fucking real clothes?
It was just an impulse. Hey, by the way, serious issue, shallow thought about the Jack White performance on Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
So awesome.
So awesome, yeah. I talked to somebody who didn't think it was awesome.
What?
Who are you?
Wait, are they a fan of the White Stripes or Jack White?
I can't really say.
Write it down. Who is this person? I kind of feel like they need to be outed. Was it David Crosby?
No.
What if it was David Crosby?
How would I? Did I tell you about have that conversation?
Did I tell you the email I got about what's the superstar drummer that's peaking at age 10?
Nandy. What? Trudy?
Let me see.
What's wrong with him? Oh, you know what? He never liked that. He never liked the band.
I suspected. I suspected as much.
But it was just ridiculously, like, it was the coolest. I think maybe the coolest musical episode on Saturday Night Live ever.
Damn good.
Ever.
Really good.
Because it was just like, you know, I mean, he was all over the place and it was just. But I did not realize how freaking tall he is. Did you?
How tall is Jack?
He's 6'2".
Okay.
And I only noticed that because he was standing next to Bill Burr, who looked like he was a foot shorter than him.
Like, oh, is Bill Burr short?
All the people on Saturday Night Live are like 5'8" or something.
No kidding.
He's huge next to them all. God, he was great.
I've watched.
He's just got balls. He really does.
He really does.
I love the two solo albums, Blunderbuss, and then the second song he did. God, I can't think of the name of it right now. It was on the second solo album.
Yeah, I mean, just everything. God, he was fucking cool.
I made the kids watch this. Annie was glued to the TV. She likes Van Halen, too.
But that had dancers, she might have been more glued.
Hey, what are you talking about? Annie rocks, man.
Good for her.
Or if he would have done a Hamilton song.
I know. There's a little too much Hamilton.
Did I tell you about the email I got from the drummer?
From
Nandy? Playing in bands. About Nandy?
No, what'd he say?
He was laughing because he said he's never heard anyone called a cover drummer before. He said, I think that's a new term. I really do. And I've used it since. I've said cover guitarist, and now I said cover pianist today.
Yeah.
And he said, and then I realized, I guess I'm a cover drummer. Because I've been playing other people's music all my life. And he was kind of like disappointed because he said he considers himself a pretty good drummer. And it's not that he never does anything that somebody else hasn't done, but primarily he's been playing gigs, playing other people's songs because they want to play.
Sure.
So I apologize for calling people cover drummers and cover guitarists and cover pianists. But, I mean, that's what Nandy is.
I wasn't going to bring this up today because she was trending for a short time today.
Yeah, because she put another challenge to Dave Grohl, who wants her to get off the fucking planet and leave him alone. No, do you think Dave Grohl is really still into this thing?
The LA Times wrote an article about her, which to me is like 3 weeks late.
Well, save a copy because, you know, you're going to be 20 pretty soon. Nobody's going
to
give a shit.
She's already moved on to Coldplay and trolling them and getting them to respond, I believe. God. Let's see. Is this the... And Drew, she's doing it with black light.
Is she wearing sunglasses again?
Can't tell.
Oh, I saw this.
How did you see that?
Because he secretly likes her.
No, I don't.
Because you searched on her and...
What's the Dancing Kazoo Girl doing? I mean, I know how much you love dancing.
I thought she was in the right spirit. She wasn't trying to get famous.
No, her dad's trying to make her famous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's a victim of an adult.
She's part of a Partridge family. Think she's not even special. A talented one.
A Partridge family.
Hey, the young Partridge girl with the
played
drummer.
Yeah, I played a kazoo.
Tracy?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I don't think Case Tracy ever played a drum.
She's just about as much a drummer as Meg White. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Best thing you ever did was get rid of her.
Did you see the story today about Billie Eilish is out not wearing baggy clothes?
Yeah. And someone is saying that she packed on the pounds.
Yeah, it wasn't a really good look. I mean...
No.
I didn't really understand the point of the story. No, she looks fine. I like her. I do. And I like that she's not, you know, this girl that has to be a skank every 5 minutes to keep people interested in her. I think I give her credit.
Because she talks like this.
No, I know.
Trudy,
I
love you, Trudy.
I don't get it, Trudy. I don't. But she's her own. Rack. She's her own artist, and so I, you know, anybody that's that popular, she must be doing something right. So I'll give her due.
I like to order some of them pizzas. Big old
come on,
and she eat does have them all by myself. So. With a side of pasta primavera and a whole pie for dessert.
Phineas makes the best spaghetti. That's not
nice. I think she looks
fine. She likes to eat. What's wrong with that?
She's got a gigundous rack. This is good for her.
She does
have feeding her rack. Her rack gets better, bigger because she eats.
But how about this headline?
You know,
the
headline
science basically is like, she looks showing so much skin. She's wearing a shirt.
I don't mean to be mean, but she looks a little linebackery.
Barrel chested.
You know what I mean? Yeah, kind of.
I was thinking more defensive tackle.
I mean, I could see her chasing somebody down a sideline and just taking them out on a tackle. I mean, couldn't you see that?
She can't call out the plays. I mean,
what is the...
That's true.
How many Mandy Moores is she there?
One and a half.
This picture.
She looks fine.
This picture looks weird. It looks like the top doesn't belong to the bottom, though.
I know. It's
legs
it's, a, it's
really
weird.
Thin.
It's kind of weird.
It's freaking me out. Go put some baggy clothes.
I know.
Cover up again. Are there more than just that one, Brandon? Is there any other one? Oh, here's Madonna's new face.
Oh boy, there's the picture of Madonna. Oh my God.
Okay.
The response to her tweet about her face. And voting, Madonna's. Did you see the
her
Madonna
voting
thing?
Face? Yeah, my voting face.
Did you read the Twitter response?
No, I didn't.
It's all, oh my God, girl, what'd you do to your face? What the fuck happened to your face? It's all about, who are you? Why do you look that way? Pictures of her, like, you're supposed to look like this.
She is so desperate for attention. Isn't she just desperate?
It's kind of sad.
I know it's pathetic.
Yeah, pathetic's better. Yeah.
Mike and Drew and Mike fans put something up today. It's from today.com. And I saw this yesterday. It was driving me fucking crazy. Kate McKinnon breaks character, addresses viewers during SNL. Such a crazy time. Of course, you know, playing on how hysterical that was. And Mike says that he also did not think it was funny.
No one did.
And I was willing to laugh. I'm willing to think it's funny, but I just...
I didn't like the bit.
I didn't either. The bit was totally lame. I was like, is this a joke because it's not really a bit? What is this? Because they're laughing so hard like it's the funniest thing ever.
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know the militia dudes?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know if you've reflected on those guys much, but I was wondering if they were mad that Gretchen wasn't allowing them to go to the gym, because I don't see that any of them had been previous gym members.
Trudy, that's a cheap
nor
shot.
Had they been to, say, you know, like hairdressers or barbers either, so they couldn't have been mad about that, right?
Well, no, they weren't allowed to go. That's why they were mad.
Is that why they look like that,
yeah,
then?
You know,
yeah. They look better before that, or? Barely.
I hate to be this way, and I know I'll get at least one direct message or something about this, but I couldn't for the life of me understand why we would want open carry inside the Capitol building.
Oh, yeah.
It just seemed like a terrible idea to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, these lawmakers who have these guys who are pissed above them with their rifles, and I'm thinking, this is just a horrible idea.
Oh, my God.
And now we found that, you know, how many of these kidnappers are in the picture
two.
That day?
Yeah,
I mean, they were probably in the upper deck looking down on those people, you know. I don't know. I mean, they wanted to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. It just seems so. And they were also gauging, like, well, how many police would we need to have people who are open carry in the Capitol? I'm like, why? There's like 10 states that have open carry in Capitol buildings. 10. Why? I don't even know why 9 of them have it, and I don't know why we have it. It just, well, it's not a slippery slope thing. It's not, it's just crazy, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
And, you know, they had to line up on that particular day. And I was not exactly against that protest for any reason. I think that was perfectly reasonable for people to be upset about some of the... I mean, it struck me as something the ACLU would have been doing. They weren't, but I thought they would. So these people were out there doing it. And, of course, people made fun of them immediately. You know, oh, yeah, they're such idiots, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they had police lined up as all of these people who were opening carrying in the Capitol building were demanding to get past them, and I forgot where they were trying to get, but they eventually went upstairs to the observation area where you're allowed to carry.
Right. And all the people below them were, God, they had to be so freaking...
They were a little paranoid. Triggered, and...
triggered.
They were. But I saw, you know, after I saw that, and especially after I saw the picture the other day, and again, I don't mean to be that way, I felt this way before. I just felt, it just seems like it's, what's the point? What's the advantage? And I realize how important the Second Amendment is. But in that building, a lot of people hate those people. They're very angry at them. And that doesn't mean that, you know, every gun guy or every 10th gun guy is going to go nuts. But it just takes one.
Yeah.
And there's some pretty nutso people out there these days.
Yeah.
Two of those guys, though, were USMC, former
yeah.
Marines.
Mm-hmm.
And what? And I think the Kip guy...
The what?
Kip, yeah. Look like Kip.
Was one of
the Halloween
former Marines. I'm like, really?
Are you serious?
I just...
Yeah, the Kip. Oh, the Kip guy.
It's a shallow thought.
So, it's really... That story, you know, I read the one this morning, and all I know is, you know, they infiltrated. Thank God they infiltrated these guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're really fortunate that someone in a group like that frequently, this happens a lot where somebody goes, this is out of hand. This is crazy. And they seek help and
FBI.
And they became an informant. And that pretty much is why nothing happened. But I mean, they were surveilling our vacation house.
Wow.
And, you know, you got a bunch of these guys. And what is a normal security team going to do? Not much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
going to play her in the movie, I wonder?
I tell you, that would be an interesting movie. The aftermath was more distressing than the event to me.
Aftermath?
Oh, all the bitching afterwards?
Oh, right.
It was Trump's fault because he's complicit because of blah, blah, blah. And then he was bitching because she didn't thank him.
Oh, right.
And then she was bitching because he didn't call her to make sure she was okay. And it was like, what the
tweeted
fuck?
Out
and
a then, shot about her husband. Having,
I want
you know,
those two to kiss each other.
Yes, he did. And then some lawmaker was mad at her because they didn't tell the state senators.
And my God, there's a sheriff.
Oh my God,
in Michigan.
What the fuck?
What's
yeah, sheriff who says, oh, these guys are okay.
What is his name? Leaf what again?
I don't know, Trudy.
Second
I,
Leaf
I,
I've ever heard of.
I watched that and I was like, I don't even want to know this. This is, but of course he's a sheriff, so I should know it or somebody should know. Anyway, that's what I mean.
They just want to do citizens arrest.
All the fucking madness that went on ever was like, okay, they caught some people who were going to kidnap the governor or wanted to. And if they would have, I don't
arrest.
Even know that they would have, but then what the fuck is all the pissing and moaning afterwards? Shut up. Can't people shut up?
As a citizen's arrest, though, like Gomer. Perfectly.
Oh.
Perfectly harmless.
And I remember, too, that after that protest, of course, a lot of people, not just me, and I wasn't the one leading the charge or anything, but a lot of people were saying, you know, this really is about just having open carry in the Capitol building. And they started, people took it to the floor, and they started, and it just went away. It's like, nah, I don't think we can deal with this. Because, you know, somebody is going to have to upset somebody, and God forbid we ever do that. I mean, really, honestly, it's so crazy. I thought that would have been a done deal, or it would have
stupid
at least
government.
Happened, it's, you know, maybe quietly, or, oh, that's not going to happen quietly anyway.
No, that's not. All Corn right. Key, by the way, is back. So I just,
yeah, what was the Corn Key part of the story? You sent me that, and I was like,
Corn Key?
I didn't know he was alive.
Yeah, he addressed it on, he's, by the way, are you jealous that he was represented in the New York Times as a journalist? A broadcaster.
Yeah, if you Google him, it's radio broadcaster.
Radio broadcaster Mark Kornke.
He was also
we have a forensic accountant. Find out how large his audience is, please.
He was also the janitor at my dorm.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not joking.
Yeah, he worked at UM.
He wrote on
at Mary Markley Hall. He was the janitor.
Did he do a good job? Was it clean?
He could have done better. I'll just say that much. It's almost like he was distracted by something in 1994. I don't know what he was distracted by that year.
He wrote on Facebook, same FBI that let Antifa burn down the country now attacking militia in Michigan to promote the communist agenda. Mark Kornke, broadcaster.
Boy, I tell you, it doesn't feel like leap year, the way people leap to various conclusions. I mean, honestly, the leaps are crazy to me. It's like everything, you know, she's a murderer, he's a murderer. Oh, my God, stop. And everyone's complicit for everything. So nobody just does anything on their own. There are other complicit people who made them do it.
Yeah. I want Dan Evans to find Mike's Corn Key.
He probably will.
Did you guys talk to him at one point?
No.
Never got a hold of him?
I don't think Corn Key ever... I think we tried to call him.
Wasn't he ever at one of the broadcaster conventions or something?
He has about 5,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Does he really?
Oh.
Well, that's good for him.
Wow.
Do you want to see his new...
Corn Key.
Oh, I'm missing one channel.
I was just going to say, when the show's in one channel. Why is this code? Where's area code 712?
I like the music. The production value is strong.
It's a little...
Iowa.
Is he in Iowa now?
Oh. Seems like a good choice for him.
And littering, because you tossed out a cigarette butt or a banana peel. And, you know, they write you up for the slightest little offense. Huh. Like it's in Singapore or something.
You need to be punished because we can make money on the punishment. You need to be punished.
Corn-Key does voices.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We need to be punished because we're over the hour here, guys. So everybody hold for a minute. We should be hearing the music any moment now. And I knew it was coming. God bless our republic.
Sound quality's not the best.
Well, maybe got better a little further.
Oh, it's got music. Rocks.
Still one channel.
What's he rocking out to there?
True motive. Because what I'm hearing from the mainstream press, okay, they were going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer.
I think they could use a better setup.
He's better
Mike. Have their own trial for treason. This is what I heard. I don't know. We have no idea if it's true or not. And so what's the likely outcome? And it needed to be done before the election. What is the true motive? Because I don't see necessarily a good reason for, number one, to do it before the election.
I don't know if that's him or if he's taking
number
a call.
Number two,
I
also
no
don't
what's
see...
going on. I'm sorry.
Sounds like a host.
Sorry I even brought it up.
Corn Key. Sorry, I
brought
it up.
Get us out of here because we have some Mike Clark. It's Mike Clark week, so Brandon's going to give us a little additional... hopefully an additional 20 minutes or so. I don't know. What do you got, Brandon?
Well, I got the infamous time that he told the tale of going tubing. He lost his shorts, and so he had to go tubing with his bare ass sticking up in the air.
Remember
tubing?
That.
I remember that. Yeah, where it ripped his pants off while he was tubing.
There's also some Mike Clark parental advice, which is always good.
Oh, with the phone calls? Is that his father? Is that the father figure bit? I gotta get the Masters, man.
All right, let's see. Carl is tomorrow. Who are these podcasts?
What show did he do?
He's on Sophia B. Sophia F. I'm sorry. This other half of Caller Daddy.
Yeah.
I listened to part of it yesterday. So I think Carl's going to have fun with that one.
I can't wait to know which show is worse.
Also, I point him in the direction of Pitbull's podcast because Pitbull had Flo Rida on.
Oh, cool.
And I'll just have to wait and see what Carl thought. But Carl's listening to a lot of stuff, so who knows? Who knows where we're going tomorrow? But Carl will be here, and I'm sure it'll be mighty fine because actually the shows Carl's on have done fine. There's been no decrease. I think we got a few more bodies in on Tuesdays, so
people seem to be digging Carl. New ML show tomorrow.
Any teasers?
It's because he's been on the hunt for these Wolverine. Wolverine Watchmen. Him and Teresa have. So he was telling me a little bit about the hunt to break it. Because Free Press has done some good reporting as well as the news.
That sounds pretty good.
All right, we'll see it.
You're talking about the this Wilson Marine and boating. Joey was in there, and he's like, "Mike, you got to tell that Lake Orion story. You got to tell the." I don't know if I've told you this story, Marky, just a quick one before we do Kid Rock and go to break. Did I tell you the time back in Lake Orion in my high school days, right?
Okay.
And there was this guy in the lake, you know, I had a buddy that had a speedboat, right? So we went out there, and one of the rare times, I never know anybody with a boat, and I happen to know it was a brief time in my high school period where I knew somebody with a boat. Anyway, he had one of these incredibly fast speedboats. We go to Lake Orion.
Always better.
Drink up a storm.
Always better to know somebody that has a boat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yourself. Not have to take care of it, right, and all that stuff.
Pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, and we would get so trashed on a boat. And a little water skiing action. Two skis, of course. I remember being so drunk and water skiing, and we literally had an open beer in one hand and the rope in the other. Can you believe that? Yeah. I mean, back in the days. But when you're young, hey, you're invincible. You can do these things. So anyway, this guy would zip around the lake. So one day we went off on Lake Orion to go tubing. So I'm on this tube and we're zipping along on the lake.
I know,
Mark. I can't either. Believe me. So I'm on this tube and so I'm just going to hang on for dear life. And this guy driving the boat, and of course there's a couple of my buddies up front in the boat, and we're all trashed. I mean, oh my God, were we drunk?
It's the way it should be.
On Mickey's malt liquor. Remember those big open mouth Mickey's?
Wide mouth. Uh-huh.
Skunk beer, man. Oh God. Man, oh man. Oh wow, was I drunk. In fact, it's funny because when you get off the boat, you still feel like you're on the water walking the docks to go get more beer.
A little wobbly, yeah.
Oh God, what a ball. Anyway, it turns out, while I'm tubing, the guy driving the boat has had an ongoing war with this guy that lives on the lake, this older gentleman. So this older man is out in his boat, and my buddy decides that he's going to kind of take a run at this guy and just give him a little grief.
Fantastic idea.
Yeah, fantastic idea. So
I just let the boat do the work. That was my secret.
We're tubing along, and the water is just whap, 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 striking my nuts. Okay, so for whatever reason, I don't know why, but my I was wearing cutoffs, and my cutoffs came off and went down and stopped at my knees. So I was bare-assed on the tube. I was absolutely bare-assed. My pants are stuck. I don't know how it happened. It was just the pounding of the water. And
somebody call 911!
It was. My pants are now stuck on my ankles. I'm basically completely nude on the tube, and my balls and my dick are like in the hole of the inner tube, because that's where my junk is, right in the center of the hole.
Why were you wearing cutoffs, by the way?
I don't know that either, Mark. Why would I be wearing a bathing
swimsuit?
Suit?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I remember for whatever reason it was these stupid cutoffs. So anyway, so
he can actually kiss you with his butthole
while we're tubing the ball. Joey, I hope you're getting this. This is all your fault, by the way. He's not paying attention. So anyway, the water is whacking my balls.
And you got erect because it felt good.
Oh, it felt terrible. and so my nuts with each time with the tube going boop, 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 skipping on the water, each time the tube is skipping on the water, it's banging my nutsack. And that just hurts so bad. Now I've got my arm up and I'm waving wildly, waving to the boat driver, my buddy.
Oh, he's too focused on the
to
challenge.
Tell him to stop it. Yeah. You know, throttle it, you know, idle my man. You know, well, he thinks that I'm waving, that I'm just drunk and waving. He doesn't see my bare ass. He's like, yeah, look at Mike, he's waving at me.
Well, I'm afraid your testicles have swollen to the size of Florida oranges.
They were afterwards, I'll tell you that. So, right about now, with my nuts taking a pounding, the boat driver thinking I'm waving to him, and he runs into the guy he's got a feud going with that's out in the speedboat.
Runs into him, like...
Well, so what he did was he took his boat and he lined up the guy, and when it seemed like collision was imminent, he swung his boat around in sort of a Batman turn.
That's good for you, who's behind holding up. Why didn't you let go? Why were you?
Because
still...
we were traveling so fast, I thought that it would just really be crazy.
No, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can understand the first thing you want him to do is to stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
And I was trying to like hold on for dear life until he stopped. So here's this guy that he's mad at. He lines up his boat at the last second. He turns his boat, which sends this big tidal wave off his speedboat onto that guy, right? And now, this old guy that's driving, I mean, white hair, you know, older man, you know. Yeah. And so the speedboat goes zipping by this guy that he hates, and along I come on the tube. By the guy, bare-assed.
My balls!
And the guy is just, I mean, I'm like from me to Joe from this guy who's looking at my bare ass as I go by.
Testicles.
What must that guy have thought?
Oh, I'm sure he tells that story today.
He gets swamped by this punk kid, followed by this tube with a naked kid on the back, with my pants stuck on my knees.
Well, what were you doing? Did you like wave to him? You're like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I when I went by him, I just had this look of horror on my face.
Oh my God. So what happened when you finally got the boat to stop?
So finally the boat stopped and I got out.
Did your pants stay out around your ankles?
They
though?
Did. That's they stayed, that my cutoff stayed on. I can't believe it. Yeah, wouldn't that have been something?
Dexterity.
Wouldn't that have been something? I never considered that if I'd ended up nude and I, because if I'd lost this pant, I'd been completely naked. I wouldn't have had any clothing at all. I'd been completely nude. Wouldn't that have been something? So anyway, the boat finally stops, and I got off, and my nuts were swollen. It was a horrible experience and ache for days, and there you go.
Oh, my God.
Lake Orion water experience. That's my tubing story for the day.
That's great.
But it just made me think of the great time to tell this story with this boating event going on this weekend.
I tore my scrotum. I need you to take me to the hospital.
I gotta believe that guy remembers to this day. I just can't imagine what he must have thought when I went by bare-assed.
I'm sure it's,
these kids today, these stupid goddamn kids, this punk kid with his stupid bears, what the hell? He probably thought I was mooning him.
Oh, I was just going to say, nice boat by mooning.
Yeah, you know what? In fact, I'm sure he thought that. I'm sure he thought that was the secondary. First to get splashed and then followed by being mooned, no doubt.
Actually, he thought...
Wait a minute. You're the retarded fellow.
All right.
At least
he didn't
see your face. He just saw your ass.
Well, he saw my face. I did look right at him. Oh, yeah. When we went by, I sure looked right at him. But I didn't have a smart-ass look like, F you, pal, you know, like finger or something. Instead, I had this look of horror because my nuts were so smashed. And I wanted to get off the tube so bad. I think I look kind of scared. Now, looky here. OJ looks scared. I think I look scared.
I'm in the ball sack.
All right.
So the story in the paper 2 Sundays ago was about spoiling kids. And they were asking these kids, and basically they took the kids whose parents give them everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking them, so are you going to do this for your kids? You're going to give them everything? You're going to let them do whatever they want? And they said, no, absolutely not. I'm not going to spoil my kids. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give them cars and phones and all that stuff. My parents do it for me, but I'm not going to do it for my kids.
Right.
And I didn't quite follow.
There's a lot of that going around these
days. I wasn't
sure
what the logic was. I think the deal was that these kids are trying to say they like having some kind of limits or knowing what the limits are. And I don't know if it makes them feel like their parents care about them. And when they have no limits, they feel like their parents don't care. I'm not sure exactly why they felt that way, but it was very interesting to find that these spoiled brat kids did not plan to raise their kids the same way.
Well, even those punk kids from last night liked the fact that they had some structure with their homeschooling and
stuff. Oh, yeah.
I mean, kids like some structure.
Kids want structure. You have to provide structure. If you don't, that's when...
Don't overmanage them.
If they don't have some structure, it actually creates anxiety in them.
Sounds like Mike's been listening to his 80s collection.
Sounds like we got another song
in the making.
Hey, I've watched Dr. Phil enough, and I know what I'm talking about. You want to know how to raise kids? Ask me anything. I'll tell you how to handle it.
Hey, Mike.
I know everything about it.
Mike, you there?
The other thing is, don't ask your kids. Little trick for the parents. Don't ask your kids what they want to drink. You ask them, do you want a Coke
or milk or water? Which is it? Not what would you like to drink? If you ask them that, it'll take 15 minutes to get an answer out of them.
Well, they're going
to
say Coke every time,
that's
by the way.
That's a little note for you, parents.
You answered your question.
That's a hell of a point, isn't it?
Don't you mean to say, ask them if they want water, milk, or Diet Coke? Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey.
What's up?
You know what? Just a guy about the fake tattoo throwing a fit. I mean, Jesus Christ, we get the kids get fake tattoos in a box of Cracker Jack.
No, you're right.
Know,
you're right.
Nothing.
A caller pointed that out, and that's absolutely true. It's a fun little thing. It's like a, you know, come on.
The kids aren't that stupid either. They know a fake tattoo comes off.
Of course.
It's not that big a deal.
It washes off in a week.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's nothing permanent, and the kids have a good time with it. You know,
yeah,
I always did.
If your kid is on a, if he has, what he really should be worried about, if anything, is his family on display on national television and the effect that's going to have when those kids are walking around the world with all their friends and everything else.
But there
that's
you
a
go.
Bigger issue yeah. than the damn tattoo is putting your family on display and opening your guts up to America.
Everybody at school going, Johnny's dad's a dick.
Exactly.
Johnny's dad's a dick.
Well, that's exactly right. If he's so afraid of somebody being harmed, putting them on a television show, that's doing more harm than anything, the dumbass.
Hey, Jeff.
Hello, Drew, Mike.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm Jeff Terrible up here in a little town called Jackerville, and we got a local grocery store called Vinegar's that we go up and buy our groceries at. They got a tattoo stickers, four for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's 9 years old. She come home with these stickers on her, and you know, my opinion is, it's her choice. Long as they ain't provocative and out of line.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't say, like, future slut or something
yeah,
like that,
exactly.
then I wouldn't have a problem with
or
it.
Or some horrible image or something like that, exactly.
And,
because
and
you know she's having fun. She's having a little fun as a child, and it's going to wash off, and it's not going to result in her running to a real tattoo parlor and coming home with some monster on her lower back that Roche has to take off.
You know, in this little town, if you try to keep your kids in a shell, those are the ones that are the wild ones.
Absolutely.
The preacher's daughter, the cop's daughter, are the most wildest ones we got in this town.
No, you're right. We're talking about that. When you're that strict, the kids will rebel sooner or later.
Yeah, those are the ones that come home knocked
sooner or later.
Knocked up. Hey, could you put the Yoo-Hoo in there so Jackson could coax these farts out of Bud Mike?
This music kills me.
I love when Jackson coaxes.
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo! 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 We got these, right?
He loves those.
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! We got these, right?
He likes to take ownership of those farts.
Where's I like these?
It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I want these.
Oh, I want these.
We got these, right? Want these? I like those. Yeah.
We should play this song every hour. Just as comic relief.
I like it. When Lord knows we need comic relief.
You, we got these, right? Want these? Can you put that on the list? we got these, right? Did we get those? I like those. we got these, right? Did we ever get this one, these ones?
They're all yours, Jackson.
You can have them all. On sale.
Does it smell good enough for you in there? How do you like the smell? Is it good?
It's just great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm done with that fart. You want that?
Did we ever get this one, these ones?
Yeah, yeah, you got him, Michael.
I'm done with that fart. You want that?
We got these, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They're in your cart.
I'm done with that fart. You want that?
Does it smell good enough for you in there? How do you like the smell? Is it good? Did we ever get this one, baby?
I'm done with that fart. You want that?
Yeah. Oh, right there. Go. Yeah. Have that one.
Does it smell good?
Did we ever get this one?
How do you like the smell? Is it good?
I'm done with that fart. You want that?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm done with that fart. You want that?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm done with that fart. You want that?
Yeah. You.
I'm done with that fart. You want that?
Did we ever get this one, Beezy?
Oh, boy. You know what we never did was sports.
Little comedy there.
Yep.
Bitch!